For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Yes, we are live. Bam, we are back in the saddle. Big show. Join us from one of my favorite podcasts out there, one of the funniest people. More bang for your buck from Dirty Sports. Joe Brino, everybody. How are you, bud?
Great. Thanks for having me.
So when are you going to take off that mask you have on right now?
The mustache glasses
disguise?
Yeah.
When are you going to do that?
Yeah.
It looks good, though.
Thank you.
In your Mets hat. That's a grown man. That's how you know. If you're a Clipper fan or a Mets fan, you know you're a real human being.
Why you stick with it?
Because it's very easy to root for the champions that always win everything and that the system is rigged for to win all the time, Yankees and Lakers. When you go for the opposite team, that means you just like misery, I guess. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
And you stand for something.
Yes. There's worse teams. I mean, both are playoff teams. Clippers
recently.
Yeah,
Matt.
Recently, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, depends on how long you've been a fan of. Like, when I go on the road and I got to do radio, they're like, what's your favorite teams? I'm like, Raiders and Clippers. Bandwagon! I'm like, dude,
I
talk
think
to me.
You've got to win a championship for someone to call you a bandwagon fan.
Right.
If you're getting on a bandwagon of a team that's made the playoffs two of the last 5 years, that's not a bandwagon fan. Maybe it's because they have a player you like or something, but that's not bandwagon.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. Hey, guys, real quick, check out Laughable. Laughable, it's a new app that's featuring the Punch Drunk Sports. You go to it, download the website, the app, and it's pretty good. I can't read this. It's too fucking small. But just check it out. Trust me. You listen to it. Listen to all your favorite podcasts. Coolest thing about Laughable, it lets you search for basically any comedian and will show you all their podcasts that they've been on, hosted, or guest on. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I have 75 appearances and 25 of Jason's appearances. You've been on 25. I've been on 75. I'm a whore. I'm a podcast whore. Okay? Great way to connect with all of your favorite comics. Check out Laughable. Did you guys watch the Grammys?
No.
I watched part of the Grammys.
What's your favorite award show?
I think probably the Golden Globes.
I'm going to go Tony's.
Why? I'd like to hear why.
It's the Oscars, but it's a little more like...
Shit-faced?
Yeah, everybody's drunk and people... And I like that you get the best of both worlds. You get a preview of the Oscars, but you also get some TV stuff, which in the last, 10 years has been all the HBOs and all that stuff.
I got to be honest with you. Which one's your favorite? Honestly.
Boy.
The Tony's? Did you say the Tony's?
Of course I was joking. the Tony Danza's awards. I would probably say, I guess Oscars I usually tend to watch just because that's like the Super Bowl. It's the gay Super Bowl.
I used to like the Oscars, but I feel like it's gotten so elitist now. Like, they're like, every movie that wins is like some dude who like with like just loves it in the ass and he survived
right.
And it played in like three theaters. And nobody really gives a fuck, but it's so hip. It's like so insider baseball that we're just honestly probably a decade away from the Oscars just live streaming because there's not enough people I feel that watching it. The Oscars just gets more. The fact
it's a Hollywood like circle jerk.
Yeah, I mean the fact that Deadpool got nothing and it was so good. And it was so – it was – the dialogue was the best dialogue of, like, any of these.
Am I the only one that was like, Deadpool was okay?
I loved it.
But just look at it, like, the language.
Yeah.
It was, like, so much closer to how people real talk.
Sure.
That, oh, God, look who's on Black Hooker time.
Thank God you're here. We're talking about the only segment
Black
you could participate
time.
In. The Grammys and awards shows and gay stuff.
My favorite two are by far the Grammys and the AVNs, and I'm being honest with the AVNs because it's just...
There's nobody that would think, knowing you, that you were being dishonest by saying the AVNs were your favorite
award show. Well, the reason I like them is the Grammys and the AVNs by far the most Zero the Hero awards, like people who just came from shit to actually achieve something. Like, all the people on there were like... Everybody on the Grammys came from some poor, at least that story, and they wrote stop. Every chick winning an award is from a fucking trailer park at the AVNs. They've all come from dog shit. And this is the best. And even though it's completely useless and it means nothing, it's still amazing. And you never know. And they both likely had the biggest train wrecks.
I hope that this year at the AVNs, everybody's like, Beyonce should have won this. Yeah, this should be Beyonce's award.
Did you watch Grammys?
No.
Right.
I didn't even know they were on, actually, to blow your mind.
So am I the only asshole who gives
either.
A shit?
I didn't know they were on. I mean, I saw pictures of, like, what's-his-face dressed like, he looked like C-3PO Shirley Hemphill.
CeeLo Green literally went as a Grammy.
Oh, is that what that was?
Is that what it was?
No, I don't know what it was. He looked like Jabba the Hutt just fucking froze him.
But did he perform? Chicks? Did he perform?
I don't know.
Could he move his mouth?
In 10 years.
Didn't you watch it?
I didn't see that. No, he didn't perform. From what I know, I didn't see the whole thing. I was in Florida, and it basically was just CBS would just flicker on and off, and I tried to watch as much as I could.
Because I was wondering, like, what he even did. But, everybody was shitting on him for that. I guess I could, if your question is like, because they're all train wrecks, they're all fake, it's all political, it's all who gives a shit. So if you're like, what's your favorite train wreck? I would say the biggest one. I'd probably say the Oscars.
Just because
it's the one that gets the most shit talked about.
Well, because it's just like, it's so funny. Like, they're all going to bitch about Trump in this. They're all being like, love and clue. I mean, it's why Marilyn Streep's whole speech was just a fucking bag of dog shit. Like, I just love the whole, look, Sarah Jessica Parker, she's from Michigan.
First of all, he's from Michigan.
The funniest thing ever. The most insider bitch on the planet.
Yeah. You know why she's from Michigan? Horses love apples, and that's a big apple state, bro. That chick doesn't eat out of bag. If Sarah Jessica Parker doesn't eat out of a feed bag, I'll blow my own brains out. Yeah.
I can't wait to they start bitching about Trump. And listen, I don't like either side, so don't hit me up. I hate Trump. I hate Clinton. I really do hate Obama after a while now. I hate them all, okay? Don't come at me with this alt-right shit. I'm none of it. I hate all of it. But I can't wait to hear them bitch about inclusion and the ban. And then they shoot to this lily-white crowd of like two. It's like when you look at rice, you see one like piece of pepper or a burnt rice thing in the middle of it. That's the fucking Oscars.
The Oscars have had a Muslim ban for 115 years.
Oh, dude. It's like, real quick. How many people here went to private school? Everybody will raise their hand. You can't act like you came from nothing when you went to a private school.
And then they'll be like, and Trump talking about grabbing people by the pussy. Meanwhile, they're going to hand Casey Affleck an award who, like, throws girls off the set that don't blow him.
Yeah.
You know? You know I'm Ben Affleck's brother, right? Will you blow me now? No. Get the fuck out of here. You're fired.
Well, what's this? Who's the guy? Jack... Nicholson was like notorious for beating the shit out of hookers. Yeah. Like, he would hire hookers and like box, fuck them, then refuse to pay them, then box them.
Okay.
And then throw them out of his house.
And where's the bad part?
I'm just saying.
You sound like him.
I agree. No. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm saying great job.
He's paid. Maybe it's like for pussy and boxing.
I'm just saying everybody goes, oh, Trump with the grabber and the pussy. What an asshole. And sir, here's your lifetime achievement award for being such a wonderful man to women.
Yeah,
it's
Roman
like, whatever,
Polanski is going to give Nicholson his Lifetime Achievement Award.
Did, did you see how Lady Gaga was on there and she was singing with Metallica and James Hetfield's mic didn't work? Somebody lost their job. Because both of them are going on humongous world tours. And that was a giant fuck-up.
Fire the sound guy.
Yeah.
Hear that all the time.
Send a divorcee.
Does anyone yell at you about that?
Yeah, but the audio's fixed now.
Okay,
so
that's
fuck
cool.
You. Fuck the haters.
Fuck the haters.
Wow. Aaron's been hanging out with you guys too long.
Yeah, I love it.
Can you tell me if Beyonce is either Dave Chappelle or Hillary Clinton and the fact that I can't tell if everybody's just in awe of her the way Dave Chappelle walks in and all the comedians are like, oh, my God, it's the greatest to do it. Or is it like she's fucking Hillary Clinton where she'll whack you if you don't kiss the fucking hand? Like, I can't tell if everybody's afraid of her or just
yeah,
like,
I don't get it. I mean, Adele goes up there, wins Album of the Year or whatever.
And apologizes?
And apologizes to Beyonce. Like, proof, by the way, that every fat white chick alive loves Beyonce. Like,
it's
is obsessed
weird.
With Beyonce.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Including Adele. Even her, she's like, oh, Queen B, I need to just give you this award. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What is that? And then she went a little crazy because Adele's like 40 seconds into this goddamn awful George Michael tribute in which she picked like his, like, 12th most popular song.
Right.
Why we go with this song? We know what we like.
Which song did she pick?
Yeah,
what
one?
Was it? Anybody know? Okay.
It was Fast Love from like the late 90s.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, all we know is it wasn't Faith. It wasn't Freedom.
Yeah.
It wasn't Father Figure.
It could
right?
have even like, been Last Christmas, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Careless Whisper. Who would want to hear that?
Sure.
I'd even take a Wham.
God, I love Wham.
I'm Your Man. I'm Your Man's a great song.
I take Wham at this point. But this bitch goes with a fucking song. And then 40 minutes in, stops on live TV, drops an F-bomb, and then starts over.
What happened? She forgot the lyric?
It just didn't
start.
She
should have kept
well.
Going and realized that no one knew that song, and they wouldn't have known if she fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you picked his 400 most popular song. Just keep going.
Yeah, nobody's going to care at this point.
Yeah.
Do you think it's cool that she stopped and started over? Or do you think that's like, no, dude, you're live TV. Power through it.
She literally started over.
Yes.
That's so annoying.
And then everybody clapped for her.
And
everybody else should be
like, enough. I'm going to fuck it up for him. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to start it over. He deserves it. And it's like, okay. Now you've made it about you already.
Yeah.
Your fuck up that you're trying to make about him, how you have to do it for him, is already, I can't. It's like, shut up.
When you're in Hollywood long enough, you realize how full of shit that what she's saying is. Like, it's just such a suck off. Nobody gave a shit about George Michael when he was in fucking bathrooms blowing people.
I can think of one guy that did.
Who?
Whoever's dick he was sucking. That guy's carrying the fuck out of him right now.
He gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award that day.
So
yeah, exactly.
Funny.
Right in his mouth. This is a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Hey, Tebow, we got a big announcement, huh?
What is it?
T-shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, new T-shirts up on allcomedytshirts.com, or you can get there through the punchdrunksports.com website. The new Team Red State shirt.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
I really
tweeted
like it.
It's blasted
really nice.
It.
Yeah. He picked it, right? You did it all? You just
yeah, well, I mean, I did. Alan and I did.
Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm.
I like
it's
it.
It's a great shirt, man. Nice red. I'm about to send the Why Would I Lie print to Alan to get those will be it'll be in black and white this time.
Oh God, am I supposed to design my own T-shirt too, guys?
No, we're gonna. Do you see the one the guy sent with you feeding me and
yeah, they
spanking
make
Ari?
They make really funny ones. Someone sent me one the other day kicking Ari into the air.
Where is it? I didn't get it.
They only give. I forward them to you
how many
via DM, and you don't read them.
How many have you gotten?
Like five.
No, send them to me.
I
we
do.
Pick
you
one.
Don't read them.
We have to pick
I'll
one.
Send them to you because they'll get somewhere.
Yeah, send them to me.
What?
She DM'd them to you and you didn't see them.
I didn't see that.
I know. We talked about this last 3 weeks.
Have we?
Yes.
Oh, man.
The drugs, fighting
the drugs
trolls
are winning.
On Twitter.
The drugs are winning. Yeah, I keep fighting. I love it, dude.
I know.
I get in there
I love
and I
that
just
you
start
love
banging.
It.
I just start banging.
I just laugh at them.
But my new thing is if you say, I'm a troll, instant block now. When you say that, it's just, I feel like...
What's your purpose?
Well, it's like stupid.
That's like a CIA agent being like, first of all, before we start negotiations, you should know I'm in the CIA.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, then why am I talking to you right now?
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
That's a bad troll. You had a troll admit they were a troll?
Yeah, right out the gate.
That's such, why? Well, then you're not a troll. Then
so
you're
then
obviously not a
went
troll.
On, and he found something where like 5,000 of my followers aren't real, I guess. But I've never added anybody.
That's
just like spam
porn people.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you'll follow a porn star and then 10 fake things will follow you.
Yeah.
That's not.
But like,
that doesn't
out of like
mean you 35, actively
35,000 people, if five of them are fake, I mean, that's fine with me.
Oh, he's like, yeah, he's got fake followers.
Well, this guy
Here's
has four real followers.
If right. you have four. If you have 40,000 followers and 3,500 of them are fake, that's.
Stupid.
I mean, if you have 40,000 followers and 38,000 of them are fake,
yeah.
now
yeah.
you're like, what the fuck?
Which
but
I mean, have
fake,
seen people
fake
have
accounts,
that, yeah.
Fake accounts follow you all the time. I have no, and you just accept everybody and all of that. I don't know
like
who's fake or whatever.
Like when you see these people that like nobody knows, you're like 100,000 people, and you're like, they're not a hot chick. And then my favorite is, I've got 100,000 followers, and I'm following 98,000 followers.
Yeah. Well, I don't even look in that. I don't even, it doesn't, it's even register with me who has how many followers. I mean, I know somebody like Joe Rogan has probably got millions, whatever, of course. You know, Joey Diaz probably has a shitload. But, you know, you meet some random guy and he's like, I have 87. And I go, I don't give a so what?
Right.
Now, dude, but you don't get excited when somebody with, like, a lot of followers follows you. I get excited.
If it's
this
somebody
is
famous
how
that
is
I know.
A hot chick. I get equally excited about when somebody who's, let's say, 150,000 follows me or a smoking hot chick with 300 followers.
Yeah.
I don't.
And then you got to look at her first tweet yeah. and just see if it's a Google link to her, like, porn bot site.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's like, I got cheat on. Who wants to fuck me? You're like, but, man, porn bots love favoring old tweets, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, how far, poor yeah. by, how deep did you go?
Yeah, how do you find those?
You ever get friended by the hot chick on Facebook, and you're like, and you try to convince yourself, you're like, maybe she did just join Facebook yesterday. Maybe
I
she's
know.
The hot chick who just joined Facebook.
Those are
yesterday.
My favorite.
Keep messages.
I have a bunch saved. Oh, I started a file of all my good ones, and I'm gonna try to do something with it. I don't know what. It would be really funny, just like book or fucking like long story. Anytime they hit me up, I immediately respond. And it's always the same thing. I've got, A, I'm going through a breakup or divorce, usually a death and a death in a funny way.
Right.
Parachuting accident where she parachuted in an alligator pit was the last one. Just ripped her apart. God, I loved her so much. But anyway, I inherited all this money, and I want to fight alligator deaths with a charity organization I'm starting up. But, I mean, otherwise I got all this other money I don't know what to do with because they never read it. You know what I mean? So you can just say the most outlandish shit to them.
Yes.
They never read it. And then they come back. Yes, I do. I would like to need money. You know? And so, and then when their grammar gets incorrect, I follow the same grammatical rules. I'm so glad you would like to need money, sir. You know what I mean? And then keep them on the hook as long as I can. And the farthest I've gotten is I had these, and I have proof of it, these guys in Canada going to Western Unions. Where I was telling them, I'm there right now. It says it's going through. And then still messaging me, pissed that I'm, like, fucking with them. So they eventually got super pissed that I was fucking with them when their initial thing was, let me fuck with this person and rob him
yeah.
via the internet.
Yeah.
And now he's mad, like, I am here now. Where is no funds?
And you know that he showed up in a sweater, Adidas sweatpants, and dress shoes.
They're all
you know,
African.
Because that is the African / yep. Somalian look.
Yep.
Sweater, no matter what time of the year it is, athletic gear pants with dress shoes.
Yeah.
Because that is both business and casual Friday at the same time.
But once you get to a point where you are going to, money's going to exchange, now you are actually really talking to somebody and you're not getting weird responses because they're responding to everything, you know? And that's when it really gets fun because then you get pissed. One dude said he was going to put a curse.
You haven't done more with comedy considering you're spending your whole life.
One guy said that
trolling
he.
Trolling porn bots.
It's not even the porn bots. It's all of the, I'm an African princess and my husband died of cancer. One of them got so mad at me they put a.
How mad was she?
Put a hex, a curse on my family. Everyone's going to die of cancer within 1 year.
Oh, shit.
And then I said a thing in my phone And then a year later, which I totally forgot, but then it went off and said, and it said in my phone, did anyone die of cancer? Remember that curse? And I was like, nope. And then I fucking went right back to him and I'm like, hey, fuckface, no one's dead of cancer yet. It's called Maga Mugu, MAGAMUGU. If you look that up, that's the actual.
You cracked me up.
That's the actual gang of. It's like a Somalian gang that is where they generate most of their money is from that. Almost every single one of those. I'm a widow in Africa. Someone just died. Any of those.
Look at me. I'm a widow now.
It's all from the same gang. And a lot of them are in Canada. They go to Canada, so they'll always try to get. You'll always see. There's documentaries about it. It's crazy. Just these scummiest of people. And they get mad when you're fucking with them. Oh, you know what? I am sorry. You know what? This was a joke. Now I feel bad. Let me run to the ATM and I'll come back to the Western Union and send you all I got. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Are you mad at me? I am here. Why would you do this to somebody?
Why would you do this to somebody?
You're trying to rob me and you're mad at me for not going along with it. It's hilarious.
Oh, there's no honor among thieves.
I'll find a bunch of those. I'll find some of the good ones and I'll do links and I'll tweet them out.
Valentine's Day, guys. Who's excited?
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Today. Happy Valentine's Day. What are you doing for your Valentine's?
You. I mean, I'm very boring and we're just going to hang out at our houses.
Are you giving up butt sex for it?
He's not into that.
Oh, sure he's not.
She's kind of disappointed. You know, I sure wish
that's
I was,
all me.
Fella.
That's all me.
Sure wish I was,
are you going to be into, are you doing anything, Joe?
No.
Are you going to be into?
This is the first year in a while that I'm free. So
really?
I'm
what really? Happened? Weren't you with a girl recently?
I was with, yeah. Had a couple things.
How long?
Things. Well, my last serious girlfriend, we were together like 3 years. Oh. So. Yeah, just not doing anything, enjoying the freedom, not having to spend money on bullshit.
I wonder what strip bars are like on Valentine's Day. I wonder if they're busy and if that's the best day to actually bring home a stripper.
I think just a regular bar. You go to a regular bar tonight, it's just desperation.
My brother
village.
Does that. That's my brother's jam every year.
That's why. Yeah, that's why I like to pick
come
up
to the comedy store. We got the Rantateurs are at the.
Oh, yeah.
At the Belly Room, man. Come out. It's ladies' night. We got a bunch of female comics, plus Brandon Schaub and Mike Tully will be there.
Are you guys giving your ladies anal sex tonight?
Yes, whether they want it or not.
Go Dana.
Okay.
And you, Tebow?
I mean, if he's there, yeah. He's got school in the morning, so I don't want to fuck up.
Ew,
is Valentine's Day big in the gay community? Thoughts.
I wonder, feminine guys get so mad if their boyfriends don't give them something.
I guarantee you it's not. The gay guys are the smartest, most put together. Yeah.
They get it.
Yeah. He's like, you're going to buy me $100 worth of flowers and you could buy me $10 worth of flowers tomorrow. Don't be stupid. Yeah. Redecorate the fucking living room.
You're going to buy me $100 like worth of flowers or $10 worth of meth and let's have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And get fucking weird. Right?
Am I
right, guys? Hello?
That's why you don't remember me sending you DMs.
I am pink shirt.
I don't know if meth
are you
works.
With me?
Sam's talking to everybody that's not Mike. Hey, what's your thoughts on this over
it's
there?
It's because we weren't responding. He needed validation.
It was a joke. We're going to get into UFC 208. We got Tommy Toho called in. Have we gotten you into the UFC yet, Joe? Are you into it at all?
The only reason I care even a little bit is because of you guys.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I was on a few times and you always talk UFC. And so I always just go,
You're into like the big ones where everybody's talking about.
Name me. Let's go. And it just, they
this
just
is gonna
have
be the
to
worst.
Be. I'm okay. fine. Yep. I'm fine.
Okay. Play a game.
And I'm telling you that we play games on this show with people that say they don't know anything. And,
Redman or Luis Gomez?
Oh, yeah.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, we were like, name is, because he knows, doesn't know anything about sports across the board.
Right, right.
The only thing he knows is UFC. The rest of it, he knows nothing. We were like, name as many baseball teams as you can. And he got down to, or NBA teams. And
it took him like 40 minutes.
We were giving him hints. We're giving him hints, and we're like, a dinosaur. And he goes, fuck, dinosaur. Is a Boston Brontosaurus a thing? Dude, I still to this day laugh about Boston Brontosaurus. What are you looking up, Sam?
I'm trying to make sure that our caller calls in.
Oh, good move.
Thank you.
I know. What a rare... You're right. That was a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
We're both edgy right now.
Yeah, what happened? You guys have a sleepover again?
No. Traffic was crazy today, and I want to...
Thank you. That's what so I how did you make it thing. On time?
We didn't. I was late to get to him, and then we were late to get to here. It was a double fuck.
I was 10 minutes late, and you guys screamed at me. So it seemed like you were pretty on time.
Who screamed at who?
He called me Black Hooker Time or whatever he said.
Oh, when you walked in. Yeah. No, I texted you. I knew you were coming. So here's what we'll do. Let's see, and we'll do it. We'll set an over and under. How many just UFC fighters you can name?
Okay.
What do you think you could pull off in your
I
own
love
head?
This game.
Can you get to five?
I could get to five.
Groucho Marx, can you get to five?
I thought the rule was always 10.
Do they have to be like active? Can I just like I don't know who's still fighting and who's not. Like
we'll make judgment calls.
Is Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, because you
fighter?
Could. Yeah.
Yes.
That one I would give you
one
because she could or could not retire, but. Well, so let's set the over-under at 9.
9, okay.
Is that too ambitious, do you
think? That is.
I think it'll be close.
He said he could do 5, no problem.
You
he
made
really
Red Band do
10? Okay. Red Band knows a lot more UFC.
No,
though,
he did
it.
Hockey, wasn't it? What did we do to him?
I think we just did sports. I think with Red Band, he was so hungover, we just did name 8 cities.
No, but remember, he did it really fast.
In the he goes, in America?
It was
he goes,
baseball.
In all of space. So you say 7?
Yes.
All right. 7.
Okay.
And I'll take the over.
Okay, so I got Ronda Rousey.
Yes, sir. We'll give you that one.
Is it Holly Holm?
Mm-hmm.
Is that who she lost to?
Yep.
Yes.
Tito Ortiz?
What is that?
Is that a person?
He did recently just fight.
Right?
Yep.
Aaron, you're the worst sound fight, like, guy. You should get fired.
like a week ago.
I'm kidding. Yeah. Okay. Please don't take it serious. Who was 3? Sorry.
Tito Ortiz.
I gave him Tito Ortiz because he just fought.
Conor McGregor.
There you go. That's 4. We're halfway home to,
you're
to
doing
a win.
It.
There's a Diaz.
There are only Diaz.
There's only Diaz. So I just got to guess at a Hispanic name to go with Diaz and hope I'm right. Victor.
They actually have pretty white names.
Damn it. Daniel.
Victor.
Earl Diaz. So I'm not getting that one.
Earl Diaz, it's close, but
okay. Well, there's a lot of Diaz.
All right,
while
we're playing, it's going to bring in our guests. Please welcome to the show. He's got an awesome, awesome YouTube channel, and he's one of the funniest guys in MMA. Please welcome Tommy Toehold, everybody. Tommy Toehold.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
There we go. Tommy, we're right in the middle of a guessing game right now. We're getting to UFC 208, 2 seconds. We're with Joe Prano from Dirty Sports. He's how many athletes in?
I think I got 4.
Three more?
That's not counting Diaz. Which okay. I feel like if I just say Diaz and there's multiple, I should get 1 for that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I don't know.
Borderline?
I mean, that's like you could win this game by saying Silva.
Anderson Silva, right?
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. But that doesn't really count.
I'll give it to you.
Okay,
I'll
great.
Give it to you.
So there you go. Is Royce Gracie alive? Is he fighting?
Fine.
Oh, there we go. And then... there's a couple of them that went to
prison.
No, there's a couple of them went to like the WWE after, right? Wasn't there like?
The other way actually, but
or the other way. Is it Kimbo Slice? Is he dead?
Sure, he's
very.
Dead. But
it's hard to say he's a UFC fighter when he's dead.
He was.
Right. I'm just naming.
No,
people
but the rule
that...
was they have to be at least relatively active.
I want to get – okay. Can you think about it for a little while?
Sure.
Just because we got our guests.
I'm running low.
That's fine.
I'm probably done.
You are so masculine. It's amazing. Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great.
UFC 208, thoughts on it as we get into it?
I would say it's a bit of a shit show all around. It wasn't the best first – pay-per-view of the year, UFC offering, and there was all sorts of fuck-ups, and the New York State Athletic Commission, definitely green. They're definitely not used to doing this.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot. See, here's the thing about UFC Tour. I thought because there was so much, nobody was really paying attention to the card at all, and those are the ones who sneak up on you. You're like, nobody cares about the card.
Right.
All of a sudden, everybody's like, rock'em, sock'em, robots. You're like, I didn't see that coming. And then the ones where you're like, this is going to be the greatest card ever. It's like snooze fast when you're dealing
right.
with guys in your top 10. But this one was very underwhelming. I mean, You had the Jim Miller, Dustin Poirier fight, which everybody really enjoyed. But outside of that, was there anything really that exciting?
To be quite honest with you, no, not really. There were some early prelims that were okay, from what I recall. But the main card itself, other than, yeah, like you said, Poirier and Miller, it pretty much just sucked. I mean, it just wasn't. It was either somebody got their ass kicked completely or nobody did anything.
Yeah, it was weird. So let's get into the two controversies real quick. You have Anderson Silva, Derek Bronson. Do you think Anderson Silva won that fight?
No, I don't think he won that fight. I don't think he engaged enough. Brunson was twice as active. I don't think Anderson was landing any effective strikes. And, I mean, look, Brunson was, I thought, way more in control. If you want to go down to octagon control, as they do with the scoring. The thing is about close fights in the UFC, it's bullshit. If a fight is close, you might as well just flip a coin because the judges have no fucking clue.
They have no clue.
And nobody else does either. That's the thing. You know,
yeah.
It's like we all on Twitter are all like, ah, oh, what a robbery. This is horseshit. But then I can look at 15, 20 different fighters that think, Anderson won or Derek won. So it's one of those things where it's like if it's close, MMA scoring is just completely fucked.
Yeah.
A question about this.
Okay.
I have a friend who used to box, and then he got into MMA.
What's his name? Mike Tyson?
No. Not like by no means a big star or anything. But he got into MMA because he said it's, the dangerous part for him for boxing was you get, the standing knockout and whatever, and you're still fighting after you shouldn't be fighting.
Which is
and
a
all
big
that.
Thing, yes.
But the MMA, you get knocked out and it's over and they end the fight. Why don't these fights go so fast? Why don't they just all end in tap out or knockout? Like, why are we ever going to a judge's card in the UFC?
Well, because sometimes
Keep going. Sudden death, overtime.
Sudden death.
Like what? Wow. 5 rounds, 6 rounds? Eventually, you're going to get tired. Somebody's going to get tapped out or knocked out.
I see what you mean.
They are only 3 rounds or whatever, or 5 minutes. It's
in Pride, they used to have 10-minute opening rounds. That's basically they were like, go until you're dead, and if you make 10 minutes, we'll give you a little break.
But in boxing, you could have a 30-round fight where these guys are just, but no one's really winning. If somebody's gonna win for real,
I think ultimately, it's one to protect the fighters.
Yeah,
and number two, I think if you have three fights on a pay-per-view that each go 9 rounds, it's hard to sell that thing. It's hard, you know what I mean? Like, you got five fights. You know the maximum amount of time this pay-per-view is going to be.
How many of them at 208 ended with a judge's decision?
Wasn't it just Holly?
Almost all of them, but one fight. One fight.
Four of the five.
Oh, because Jacare.
Yeah, four of the five. Jacare might have been the only one.
Yeah.
On the main event.
Really boring.
Right, but I feel like when they hit a wall, like, how many rounds they fight? Three? Five?
Three and then five if it's a belt.
Three five-minute rounds.
Right.
At five, if it's
six, seven, somebody's just going to get tired and get tapped out, right?
Well, I think the key is that we live in a society where we don't want to watch people die in the ring. And I don't know
that's
if that's
a great
we don't.
That's
I'm
a great
not
thing
saying that's
UFC.
Right or I'm not saying that's wrong. I don't get political on
depends
this show.
On who it
oh,
is.
You don't. You love politics.
That's the soundbite of our new theme song. Sam saying, look, I don't want to get political on anything here.
Yeah. So I just don't think we want to watch people die.
But the great thing with UFC is like the second they get punched and they're knocked out, the guy jumps in and he stops it. So no one's going to die, right?
Do you think, Tommy Tolle, that there is the flash knockout is too quick of a stoppage?
No. If a guy goes limp or he stiffens up, that dude got knocked out. A lot of times they kind of wake back up on the ground.
Yeah.
But that dude was knocked out. So no, I'm cool with those. I'm cool with those stoppages.
Okay. I think sometimes they move too quickly. Okay, so Anderson Silva, I mean, his last two – I mean, besides the
– I thought he looked all right in this fight. I actually think he won the fight.
You think he won?
I did. I mean, I watched it. I wasn't like, oh, my God, you're kidding me. I thought he won the fight.
Wow. Point.
Did you see it? Did you watch it?
Yeah.
You thought he lost?
I didn't think he won. I think he beat Michael Bisping.
The Falcons won the Super Bowl.
Twice.
I think he beat Michael Bisping. I think that call was bad. I thought Bisping was knocked out and it should have been over. Obviously, against Cormier, he was called in 2 weeks and he did well enough to just kind of last. But at the end of the day, I wish Anderson Silva could move to Bellator, and just because they are so much better at handling old fighters.
I mean, for a number 7 versus a number 8 in that weight class, if I told you both those fighters were 29 and 31 years old, you'd have been like, that was actually a pretty good fight. I wouldn't, you know, both those guys are right up rank right around where they should be.
Right.
But because of his age, you're like, he's either got to put on one hell of a show and look like he's in, like, next level shape, or you start going, yeah, man, now he's the next Muhammad Ali kind of thing.
Yeah, but because that's what's happening.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I mean. He could have an okay fight and win and come out unscathed and look like he could have another fight in him. But you go, I mean, okay, let me phrase this to everybody. This is for you too, Tommy. Do you think Anderson Silva could beat Michael Bisping if they fought in 7 months?
Yeah, possibly.
That's a great question.
I mean, he almost beat him last time.
I think he did beat him last time.
Yeah.
And he looked okay, and Bisping isn't dazzling me. If you're telling me that Anderson Silva had a title shot 8 months from now, I'd be like, he might win the fucking belt. It's hard to retire when you're thinking, I can beat the champ.
Nope. Tebow, well, good point.
You know?
Good argument.
If somebody
I
else
totally
had that
agree
belt,
with everything you're saying
if that. Jacare had that belt and I'm Anderson, I might be like, it's time to retire.
Anderson just signed a 15-year contract. I just wanted to make sure that
just
I...
Just did? Or
that
as
what, an Uber driver?
No, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't lying before I said it. He had 7 fights left, and then he had a meeting to do 50.
There's 40 fights left?
Yes, he thinks he's going to be the champ.
He's the Tom Brady of MMA.
I was just making sure that my friends didn't lie to me when they were mimicking him.
Think of the money he's going to save on mouthpieces when you don't have real teeth anymore. That's ridiculous, by the way.
15-year or 15 fight?
It's 15 fight, but it's really just so they own you so he can't go to Bellator. That's really all
it
is.
That's exactly what that is. Yeah.
But that's like when you're like, I mean, think like Tim Brown signs a 1-day contract with the Raiders so he can retire as a Raider. That's what that equals.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, the problem with our great, great athletes is we don't want to watch them decline to mediocre. Like, very rarely do we allow Vince Carter's to be what Vince Carter is right now, which is a journeyman role player.
We don't want to see him as human.
Well, we only want to see them what they were great. People, these young kids don't realize how big Vince Carter was back in the day.
I mean, jumped over Frederick Weiss in the Olympics.
Like, he was.
7 feet tall.
He, you know.
Top 2 greatest dunk contest performances ever.
And is that Olympic dunk the greatest dunk, in-game
ever.
Dunk of all
it's
time?
It's not even close.
I mean,
straight
to completely hurdle a 7-foot person when you are 6'5".
You remember the Blake dunk against the Knicks, the first year he played, where he, like, his dick hit, you know, Mozgov or whoever in the face?
Yes.
He jumped over him. That was a full foot lower than when Vince Carter.
And that's why people hated fucking Blake, because he kept putting nuts on their faces.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Vince was like, I'm going to straight up clear you with my nuts.
Vince Carter was as big as Russell Westbrook is right now. People forget that. And he may not make it in the Hall of Fame, but he had a fucking
run. He'll be in the Hall of Fame.
Anyways, let's get back to the main card. Holly Holm versus...
That was the main card. The ladies.
The ladies. How do you pronounce her name?
Jermaine Durandamy.
Jermaine Durandamy?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say her on my list.
Jermaine
she was on my list.
Durandamy.
I can't say that one, Sam, so you're never going to get it. Durandamy?
Yeah. Durandamy.
Yeah. You.
Yeah.
Call her Iron Lady. Your Majesty.
What's that?
Your Majesty.
Is that really it?
No,
Iron Lady.
That's Jermaine Jackson's.
Let's just call her the Iron Lady. Can we do that? So, what are your thoughts on that, Tommy?
It was a close fight. I mean, you can argue that she won, and I'd be okay with that. You can argue that Holly won, and I'd be all right with that. Again, MMA judging is just completely broken anyway. When a close fight happens, it doesn't matter. The problem, though, was the strikes after the bell. The first
two bells.
One that landed fucked Holly Holm up. And then the second time, it was pretty blatant. The first time, you might be able to say, hey, it happens. Second time, the look on her face afterwards is like, fuck yeah, I just hit her after the bell, I don't care.
Second time, she threw two punches.
Oh, yeah. She did that crazy tongue wag.
Second time, she threw two punches. First time, she threw an elbow that really connected, and you could argue changed the fight.
Because if I got to come out of that round, you spend your whole time on the stool, coming out of a knockout almost, that's a whole different fight. Second time it happened, she threw two punches after the bell.
Yep, she did. And she said afterwards that, hey, I got carried away, you know, my bad. She admitted that she did it on purpose. The referee has to get between the fighters. That
horrible.
Dude took way too much fucking time. And I don't know who he was. Never seen him before. But that's what I'm talking about with the Athletic Commission in New York. Who I don't know why they put this guy in a title fight.
Horrible.
But yeah, he fucked it up, and he should have taken a point away. Not that it may have changed the outcome of the fight.
I think it's a draw. If he takes a point away, it would have been a draw.
There should be a system in which someone on the outside can approach the judge and be like, "You got to take a deduct a point." There has to be a system. There has to be.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
Like, I mean, an official officiating
that first rock, she gets rocked.
Whoever is the person that comes up to the ref and goes, actually, take that point away, should just ref that fight.
No, that's just a fucking, that's like.
No, that's the ref's job to do that, and this guy fucked up.
But it's like a booth review.
Yeah, it's no different. It's no fucking different. You just have somebody in those instances. It's not every call. That instance where she had Bambi legs walking back to her corner.
Right.
That should have had a point taken away, without a doubt. Then she does it again, another point taken away. Bye-bye, homeboy.
But who is the guy standing? And I think he will be not doing any fucking championship fights
Why?
In the near future.
Everybody's had a bad call. Herb Dean's fucked up a million times.
But this is this guy's first go at it. This New York, New York's got to have their New York fucking guy in there because, you know, we know MMA, even though we've never allowed you here for 25 fucking years. So they get this bozo in there no one's ever seen. There's other competent championship refs there. One time he doesn't penalize her for it, warns her for it. Second time happens again with two punches where she acknowledges through trash talk that I just disrespected the rules and I kind of don't care. Gives her another warning. And then now he's so shell-shocked by all the mistakes he's making. The last 10 seconds of the last round, he's pretty much in between them.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the problem starts with if you're going to have a lady fight in Brooklyn – and it's not refed by a
naked.
Black girl from the A-Train. Like, it didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, damn, that's a point.
If someone's not taking off jewelry, nails, and hair for the first 5 minutes of the first fight.
That ref should have been filming it for World Star.
I just don't think that with boxing and with MMA, that there should be another person that's judging you'll get fired for it. You'll get fired for it. But if there's somebody else watching this and going, nope, that's a penalty. Hey, ref, you missed this. And he goes, thanks, man. Good job. That person should be the one refing. Well,
no,
how can he see it and him not see it?
That makes no sense. But that's fine.
How did he miss it? You're saying he missed both these times. Then why did he warn her? Why did he warn her twice? If he missed it, how did he warn her?
Because, okay, so you're throwing gloves, right?
Sure.
And I go in here like this, right? I don't care who you are. If people are fighting and you're trying to stop it, you're going to naturally try to move your head from getting hit, then cover yourself.
You're saying you're
okay?
The ref.
Uh-huh. I'm the ref. You two are fighting. I'm going to slide in. I'm not going head first watching. I'm getting in there, so my head is turned.
Wait, isn't that his job? Like, MMA ref.
It's a natural instinct to cover your face from getting hit.
Uh-huh.
So he turns. He's not necessarily going to see that she's got Bambi legs. And he's gonna be like, hey, Tebow, you hit fucking Prano fucking leg. Get to your fucking corner. Someone should be like, hey, dude, that hit was way too late, and it really did something. We believe you should deduct a point. Well, maybe the ref doesn't necessarily have to say, no, I'm not going to. But if there's another authority who's a second pair of eyes watching going, hey, man, you should deduct a point. She really made contact after that.
I'm saying he warned her first time, so he obviously saw it, which is fine. Sometimes those connect, and it's like, well, man, sometimes they whatever. But he's like, hey, don't throw punches at, you know, that was late. Warned her. Happened again, this time two strikes after the bell. And warns her again.
No, I'm with
you. How many rounds do you get warnings in a five-round fight?
You can have somebody going, dude, you got to deduct a point.
That's why tap out or knockout or nothing. Let's get these judges and points out of this situation.
So we go back to the decision.
I already fixed UFC, and I just started watching it 2 seconds ago.
Nice, nice.
You're fixed. Sometimes.
Yeah. You should go see Kimbo Slice fight.
I got to be honest with you. Sometimes it takes somebody on the outside of a sport to see what's wrong with something.
Right.
Like, I watch soccer, and, like, that offsides penalty basically hurts people with athleticism. If we're initiating a drive in soccer, and the defensive guy's in front of me, but I'm so fast that I can run past them and they kick the ball, I get called for offsides. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Same in hockey. Same rule in hockey.
It's total bullshit.
I've fixed soccer. Landmines.
Oh, God.
That'll fucking add some excitement right there.
So let's talk a real quick. By the way, Holly Holmes cost me $550.
What'd you do, a parlay?
I did a parlay, and I had everything up to her. Now, I got lucky.
I got that one wrong, too.
I got lucky with Anderson Silva, but she cost me the parlay. Is Holly Holm, is it almost done?
Yes, and it makes me so sad. I really love her.
I don't think so.
Hold on. We got an interview. We got someone.
Well, you asked a question. We both answer it.
Why don't you?
If you're talking to him, say him.
Okay. She's lost the last three. What do you think's going to happen now?
Hang on, let him answer.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, no. I mean, she's not done. Only because, look, she's a name. She's somebody that people know, and that carries a lot of weight in MMA. There's some people on the UFC roster who have lost like 9-10 fights in the last 5 years that are still there because people know them. They like watching them fight. So, and because there's not that much depth in these divisions, we certainly are, unless she decides to retire or something, Holly Holm isn't going anywhere. We're going to be seeing her a lot in the near future. So.
I totally agree. I mean, we've seen a lot of people, Orlovsky, we've seen a lot of people in MMA lose 3 or 4 in a row. And then everyone's like, whoa, man, this guy's done. And then they, you know, change camps. They do a tweak here and there. They change weight divisions. And then you're like, you watch them win 4 or 5 in a row. There's something weird about it. You lose 3 or 4 in a row and everyone's like, you're done. And I guess that's how it used to be in MMA. You know, before when you start seeing like Chuck Liddell lose 3 or 4 in a row, retire. You know, people would retire.
Yes.
Now you see people lose 3 or 4 in a row, and not, you know, I mean, like I said, Orlovsky did it. We've seen a lot of people come back from that.
I think it's how you lose, not if you, I mean, like, if you're losing
decisions,
that's
another good point.
That's one thing.
She lost a bad decision, in my opinion.
Yeah, but Chuck Liddell got knocked out, like, cold.
Right.
A bunch of times. Tommy, 145, it's already in shambles, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they've got a champion who is apparently going to be taking some time off. Cyborg is, who knows? We don't know what's going to happen with that. We don't know if she's going to be suspended for long. She's trying to, get it appealed, so no idea there. But there's really nobody in that division yet. It's just Holly Holm and Deronime, and then that's it. I mean, I guess people can move up to one from 135, but yeah, there's nothing in that division. It's already a shit show, and they just had one fight.
Is this a sign of, like, things to come with the new UFC? It just seems like it's a little off right now. And I know it's a transition period, but it's almost
I hope
they got rid of everybody.
They
got rid of everybody. And it's just like it seems to be showing.
But they did this for Cyborg, not knowing she was on steroids again.
But it's not just the Cyborg. It's just like how things went in New York. It just seems like Conor McGregor's in the UFC. Is he not in the UFC?
Yeah.
Is he all over the place?
Well, I think a lot of their major stars, and I think that a lot of this is blowback from that Reebok thing where all the fighters are like, oh, okay, so this is how it's going to go down? Well, then I'm going to see where else can I make money.
Yeah.
Because you just took, and I'm not talking about the main stars. I'm talking about the middle of those rogue guys that were making 50 grand a year. Half of their money was from Condom Depot or whatever advertising they had across their shorts.
I miss that.
I do too. And they're
why,
like,
they
but we're going to take that away from you. But here's $2,000 a year to only be able to wear Reebok. And I think a lot of those mid-tier, not superstar fighters are like, where else can I make money? Because I'm trying to make money here. And all of the big, big Connors are like, and Ronda's that they were leaning on to be like, you'll be the pillars of our organization. They're like, dude, I can make more money in a movie without getting punched in the face. Or Connor's like, I can fight Mayweather with bigger gloves on and make $1 billion. Or I can get kicked in the throat by a fucking ninja for $50,000. I think UFC's kind of painted themselves in a corner in a way. Because they're not really taking care of either end.
What's your thoughts on the whole Mayweather-McGregor fight, Tommy?
It looks more and more real, to be honest with you.
Yep.
If you'd asked me a year ago, I would have told you, go fuck yourself. It sounds ridiculous. But now it does sound like it's possible. There's rumors that Conor's in Vegas today trying to square up with the commission. And if that happens and Mayweather wants to do it, I mean, it just makes sense. You know, I feel like both sides feel like they're getting one up on the other side, which is why I think this deal is going to happen. Both of them are like, they're getting fucked. And so I feel like it's going to work out and it's actually going to go down. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but I do think in the near future, absolutely.
I think people are like, yeah, man, whoa, Mayweather will never come and fight MMA. Well, you know what, Randy Couture never went and fought boxing against James Toney. This is how it goes. It goes back and forth. Now it's MMA's time to get its ass handed to it when it fights a boxer.
And that's a dumb argument, too. Like, Conor could box with Mayweather. Maybe he'll get, like, taught an incredible lesson.
Well,
but Mayweather has no business in the octagon.
Isn't the problem with boxing now, though, that this fight will happen, people will pay $75 for it on pay-per-view, and Mayweather will just get a couple shots in, dance around, everybody will collect money, it'll be a huge waste of everybody's time?
Yes.
Yep. And Mayweather's
knockout or tap out. That's how we fix all this stuff.
The problem
Somebody's got to win. Can you imagine if at the end of the football game, it was 28-28, and they were like, let's just decide who had a better game.
Oh, of course.
That was like, you know what, on the cards.
Well, Dave liked your running game, but I mean, the problem is that Mayweather, he has no, I mean, he's never choked or kicked a man.
Yeah.
A woman, yes.
Yeah.
Several women, yes. Never a man.
Well done. Well done.
He would fight MMA against a woman because he's choked and kicked a lot of them.
Yeah.
He don't want none of Conor, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's true, dude. Well, Tommy, thank you for calling in, man. Real quick, when do your videos come out on your YouTube page?
It's just random as hell. I mean, I just took 3 weeks without a video. But I try to get them out every few days, so... If you're looking at the channel, check it out, youtube.com/TommyTolbert.
Are you doing stuff
every couple days?
Are you doing stuff with Fox Sports now?
Yeah. I'm actually on FS1 now. I'm on UFC Tonight.
Oh, that's great, dude.
Week, so.
Cool, dude.
You deserve it, dude. Your videos are fucking awesome, man.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, dude. We love having you on. And we'll do it again very soon, boss.
Awesome. Can't wait. Later, guys.
Take care, everybody. youtube.com/TommyTolbert.
What's 209? That's what I wanted you to look that up. So
when is 209?
Who's
there's
on that?
A fight this weekend before that, though.
Well, is it anything decent? Because
right now... Travis Browne versus...
Derek Lewis.
Holly... Yeah. fucking Ronda Rousey.
No, what did you
that's
say?
A fight
what was
that's
the
coming.
One that made me laugh? Tate versus Anthony Johnson.
Yeah, Misha Tate versus Anthony Johnson.
He was texting me. He's like, these women need to learn the rules. He's like, or else I'm going to start matching them up with men. And then he listed all the females with men, and that's one that made me laugh.
I would watch
hardest.
Them fuck. I'd watch those two fuck.
Oh the other one was
Anthony Johnson versus Misha Tate. We wouldn't all watch that.
I mean, they were all funny, but that one is just so mismatched. It really made
well, there
me
was
laugh.
Another mismatch in there, too.
Anthony Johnson versus 90% of the world is a mismatch.
Yeah.
I mean, dude. Oh, by the way, that French heavyweight, what's his name? The new French heavyweight guy? That's
that
my number one
week.
Dude. I don't want to walk in begging my
the
girlfriend.
One that fought
number
on the undercard? The one that fought on the prelims?
No, fought last weekend. Who did he fight? Why can't I think of that?
Oh,
guy?
He fought Andrei Arlovski?
Oh, yeah, that guy. Okay,
with
I
the long much. Limbs? Who's the number one guy you wouldn't want to walk in begging your fake girlfriend?
Gabe Killian's mine listening is... right now. Francis Ngannou. You're the
Francis
best.
Ngannou. There we
mine
go.
Is... I know mine. Mine's easy. Sam Tripoli. Who's yours?
I respect that game.
Oh, my God. That would just be like a shot through your heart, though. That's why you'd be like, no.
Why wouldn't you just join in? I'd be like, bro, get in there.
Holes, for a lot of reasons.
Holes aplenty.
For a lot of reasons.
Holes aplenty.
I just think it would be too uncomfortable for me to be in a threesome with my buddy who's on his phone.
You would be on your phone.
I would know. Be taking pictures.
Oh, great. That's even better evidence.
Bro, raping Teeb's girlfriend with Teeb,
is
bro.
There a girl you don't want to walk in on your, like, a number one chick?
Yeah, let's reverse this question.
Or would you just be like, join in?
So. I mean, I don't think there's one like particular girl. What about
your mom?
Like, please, God, no.
What about your mom?
Oh, my God. See, that would be like that. I'd just be like, Mom, why would you do this to me?
That's how, like,
would
every
you have a conversation?
Yeah, I'd be really sad with my mom more than mad at my boyfriend. I'd just be like, my mom does not love
it's
me.
It's like all the stepmom porn.
What about your two gay neighbors? You walk in, they're all three fucking, he's just going, he's going monkey bars.
So confused.
Would you be more upset about your boyfriend cheating on you with a hot chick? No, who would you be more pissed at, your mom or a guy?
My mom. Because, like, the guy thing would just be like, well, clearly,
okay, well,
I can't
fix that.
Okay,
he's on all fours taking it. Or your mom.
The guy thing you can't fix, so I just, like, this is over. Like, what if you like men, that's okay.
What if he goes both ways? He still loves you.
That'd be too much for me, because I'd just be convinced all day he was cheating on me. Because I'd be like, were you with the guy today? Were you with the girl? Like, what's going on?
What if mom?
Yeah,
What if you walk in, he's having anal sex with a guy, and you're like, I thought you didn't like anal sex. And he goes, with a girl? Gross.
I would laugh.
I respect that. I respect that.
Wait, who's yours? You would want to walk in with an original question.
Magic Johnson.
Because of AIDS?
Yeah, that's how that worked.
Okay, I was like,
I respect that.
It seems like
that.
It's always a black guy with all of you. That's what's
yeah,
why.
But
not me.
Oh, yeah,
I'm still threatened by black guys.
Mine's Sam. Mine's an Armenian.
Yeah,
mine's an Armenian.
I'm
that's
black.
Like the mom thing. He just doesn't want his best friend to see.
Well,
his
no, it's about AIDS.
But
it's
the good AIDS, though. It's the good AIDS.
It's that good AIDS.
Says the guy who's never used a condom.
I've used them before, but just to smuggle drugs across the border.
Hey, NBA.
I thought we were talking about 209.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, 209.
We haven't even said who. Well, I just said who. I just want to know who was
on
it.
But I just wanted to make sure you knew there was a fight this weekend. Tyron Woodley, Stephen Thompson is
the main
one. Oh,
Wonder Boy. That's a good fight. What else is on there?
Can I watch out with you guys?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Khabib Nurmagomedov and Tony Ferguson.
That's a great fight.
For the interim belt that they give out
to
everyone.
Who you got? I wish we would ask Tony that.
God, that's a good one.
We wouldn't even listen.
Tony or Tommy?
Tommy?
Tommy.
You get it.
Yes. How long have you been on the show? I fuck names up. It's my thing.
What's my
name? I'm going to go with Tommy Ferguson. No, I like Khabib. That's going to be a really good fight.
That's a great fight. They're
they got two title fights on that, right?
Yeah. But that's both like a fake title. I hate all the interim belts all revolve around Conor McGregor.
Well, yeah, but that's what happens when a guy fucking wins two belts and then holds
him
ransom.
He never said he wasn't going to fight, though. He's like, I'll fight in May.
But you can't hold the two divisions ransom.
He just fought in November.
That is the UFC's biggest problem. Boxing, there's a million belts. You can have a million title fights. If one guy can't fight, there's another champion.
Mm-hmm.
UFC, one title per fucking division. That's why it's like, why did it take you this long to get a 145? It's your own fucking fault. You protected Ronda Rousey so long, you didn't allow it. You could have had a fully developed 145 weight class, and you didn't because you fucking had a protector, and instead of just sitting down and telling Cyborg, shut up about her, you're not going to fight her, we'll give you a division, you fucking went, and now you got this 145 that's just, I mean, it is just diarrhea of a fucking division.
Why aren't you mad at Cyborg, though? It's her fault.
What did he do wrong?
He took steroids again.
No, but this time, I don't think it was that. I think there's an acceptable drug to take that is prescribed that you have to get a voucher for. She went to the doctor that is approved by that organization.
That's what she says, though, but everyone defends themselves.
My personal opinion, everybody cheats.
Right.
They all cheat. It's whether you get busted or not. That's my honest opinion.
Probably.
I mean,
I'm not going to say everybody, but the majority.
Yes.
I bet 78% of people are doing something.
I know you hate the Patriots. My opinion is the Patriots don't cheat more than anybody else. They're just better at it. And they cheated so well that
they've been caught a lot.
Well, yeah, my problem with the Patriots is that it's not that they cheated, that they got caught, they got punished, and they did it again. That's why Goodell went overboard the second time. He was like, bro, I took away one draft pick when you were filming people's practices, and you fucked me. You just kept cheating.
Yeah.
And so now I gotta.
But the second thing was a knick-knack. I feel
what,
like
the Deflategate
was a makeup call.
You have a girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Imagine your girlfriend's on her phone, and a text comes in, and she goes, and you go, "Who's that?" And she throws her phone out the window. Don't you immediately think she's fucking
I've been
some
saying
dude?
That for a year and a half.
Like, Tom Brady destroyed his cell phone.
I get it.
So
but
guilty
are
right
we
there.
Just yeah. talking about inflated balls to the point that, I mean, Aaron Rodgers even said he liked the ball more. To get a ball, like, fucking workable for you, I don't necessarily.
What about the fact that they fumbled the ball far less than any other team? And maybe it's not even about Tom Brady at all. Maybe it's about the running backs holding onto the football. They play in New England. They play in the snow. They're always playing Baltimore and Pittsburgh in NFC Championship games.
I have a bigger problem with what he says about the fucking the headsets not working.
Sure.
That to me
what
is
a coincidence.
A bigger issue.
What a coincidence.
Than that. I think this was a makeup call.
It wasn't a makeup call. It was a we punished you and you just kept going and so now we're just going. You know, it's like sneaking out when you got grounded and getting caught again.
Then what about a drone flying over Atlanta Falcons practice 2 days before the Super Bowl? They had to shoot down a drone flying, and they're just like, "We don't know whose drone this is." Really? No clue, huh? Everyone's just baffled over who's controlling the drone over the Falcons practice, playing a team that's notorious for cheating. Oh, our offensive coordinator's backpack goes missing. No shit. Come on.
Oh, man.
It's a great example of, like, if your girlfriend...
They're just better at cheating.
If your girlfriend's like, "Hey, who are you talking to?" And you just start hammering your phone, I'm like, I really just meant, like, is it your sister? Who is it?
Hold on. Atlanta got caught cheating with pumping and sound
right,
regardless.
But New England just keeps getting caught. That's why, you know... That's why they're in trouble, because they got caught. I think Kraft went easy on him, because people always go, "Oh, Goodell's got it out for Brady and the Patriots." Yeah, why would Goodell want, like, the handsome white guy to be a star in the NFL? Like, he gave them a break. Goodell and Kraft are buddies. They're, like, hanging out together, and he gave them – all right, the Patriots finish first basically every year. So when they took their draft pick away, they took away the 32nd pick in the first round, which they were going to trade anyway. So they didn't even really get punished the first time. And then when he got caught again, he's like, "Dude, you kind of fucked me. I barely punished you, and now you cheated again. Now I got to go. We're suspending him for 4 games.
I just love how they Robert Kraft loves giving national interviews shit-faced. Like, yeah. Just him and his 32-year-old girlfriend.
Have you seen the video where him and her, he's running lines with her for her audition? Mm-hmm. Oh, is that
gold? Like a green screen?
You got to see it.
If you're 80 years old, that is the most exciting thing in your life. Like, I always see it as my comic friends start getting older and they start getting into their 50s. How I
you
just
mean
love
us.
How, not me, but us. How they just, like, female comics could do no wrong with them. They're just the funniest people they've ever met. They're just great. And just old dudes are just smitten with 20-year-old women. Just, they could do no wrong. It's unbelievable. And this guy's 80. And everybody shits on these guys, these 80-year-olds, or for hanging out with these 30-year-olds. That's the point of making $1 billion, yeah. Is that you hang out with people who you could steal their life force.
Right.
Suck their souls. That's the whole point.
I saw this thing where it's like, if Bill Gates bends over to pick up a $100 bill, he's losing money because he makes like $118 a second. Which is like, he makes like... $100 million a month or a week, or $100 million over $100 million a week.
$100 million a week?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. I'll figure it out because it's like his net worth is
not
like
have
$79 billion.
How
or something
do you
like
not
that?
Have
I'll tell you,
everything?
I figure right. out.
And then you hear about the Rothschilds, whose wealth is
he makes $7,000 a minute,
at guesstimated at $50 trillion. Think about that number.
He makes $417,000 an hour.
What?
Yep. Makes $10 million a day.
You could walk into a house somewhere and go, "You guys can have all the money I make in an hour if you fight to the death." Just in the family house. Just walk in and be like, "Hey, you guys, fight over. Winner gets all the money I make in an hour." You just see people punching grandma. Yeah.
That's how you fix UFC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've been saying
just
it.
Just put a whole weight class in the ring together. Drop some money.
That would be interesting, too. Winner take all. I've been saying that, other than fixing soccer with landmines,
You want to fix the UFC. You start going, and you want to solve all, because what's the big, the country's going nuts over what? Equality. I'm telling you, you just shuffle women right into the men's divisions. And you let them fight each other. You know what I mean? And
everybody shakes their head about it. Like, no. This makes sense.
Well, this is where
he's so dumb.
I'm with it because of the equality thing. Like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
You want equal pay? You want
and give them equal pay. Give them equal pay. Yeah. Pay John
Jones. By the way, you know that whole equal pay thing is not about equal pay. It's actually about getting paid as much to do less work. That's what that's all about. I mean, I want to get political on the show. But
I've already said.
Really
I've already said. I only count the UConn 100 wins as 77 men's wins.
So I don't even count it that much.
77 men's wins.
I tweet that the only day.
Call me when you get to UCLA's 88.
The other day, and by the way, do you hear what everyone talks about? How they rank the UConn's women's basketball recruiting class as the 14th best? You're like, you know that they do that on purpose. To give anybody hope that there might be some way of stopping this juggernaut.
Yeah.
He gets the best players. They just devalue them so people actually think there's a chance of going. I don't know what you're going to do with this, but this is not John Wooden's basketball team. This is 100% Harlem Globetrotters versus the Washington Generals. This team is so beyond what everybody else is doing.
When it comes out that Geno's fucking all of them and all these wins go away, it's going to be glorious.
I can't wait.
Or at least just emotionally and sexually abusing. Oh, yeah, fucking. Basically, yeah. I'm sorry. That's exactly right. I always loved that joke on The Simpsons when Krusty the Clown was going bankrupt and his lawyer comes over and he's telling him all the dumb things he's doing with money. And he's watching basketball and his lawyer goes, you bet $100,000 on the Washington Generals against the Globetrotters. And he goes, they would do.
Yeah, it's just stupid. It's just like, you know, that's capitalism right there. That team has gotten too strong. It's ruined the brand. It's Nick Saban.
It's ruined the brand. Women's college basketball was so exciting before this UConn team came around.
Nick Saban has destroyed USC. Everyone's calling all those coaches shitty coaches in the SEC. He just has all the talent. All those kids are just going there because it's the quickest way to get to the NFL. They have to, and same thing with Calipari. Now, I would tell you that Calipari is showing that he's not that great of a coach because he has more talent than anybody else, and he's still losing.
But they go 1 year, they don't know how to play basketball, and they don't learn how to play basketball because they're only there as a freshman. So it's those mid-major teams where guys are going to stay 4 years, and then they learn to play, and they're mature, and they get experience that can always take down a super athletic 18-year-old who's literally not even caring whether or not he wins the championship. He's just wondering what his draft status is.
Who's your college team?
I don't really have a college basketball team. I root for UCLA.
Reason being?
Just as a kid, you know, the Wooden thing and the O'Bannon brothers. And I always
– Yeah, I remember that.
And I picked UCLA and Syracuse in the tournament for years and always made money whenever they did well. So I root for UCLA and Syracuse.
Hey, dude, do you want to go watch ball play?
Yeah.
Dude, let's pick a game and go watch ball play.
I just want to go be in the same building as Bill Walton calling a game, too. That guy's like, he's
great example
the best ever now.
Of like how they keep trying to, you know, it's my problem with the UFC right now is I can see that, in my opinion, that they're telling Joe Rogan, calm down, don't yell anymore. That's my opinion.
Let me just finish.
That they're telling him, Bill Walton is a great example of this kid isn't young. He's not like a Joe Buck robot, and he's the most entertaining guy to listen to. The UFC is going to learn very quickly. You're going to get rid of the personality and bring in robots, and you're going to lose fucking everybody. And I think it's a big problem in the NFL right now. They've gotten rid of all the personality, and they've just got robots, and it's boring as fuck.
Ex-players and fucking semi-hot chicks.
And you know what, man?
And those are the two people I don't want to listen to.
Hollywood's learning it, too. Keep putting out mannequins and watch nobody give a shit about your product.
I can't relate to them.
I can't relate to them. You know what a good host is at a stand-up show? Is an audience member with a microphone. I'm going to facilitate this audience member with a microphone, and we're going to keep it moving, and I'm one of you. I just know these guys.
Yeah.
That's a good fucking sports commentator. That's why we all love Harry Carey. That's why we all love Scully. That's why we love all those people, because they're one of us. They're just kind of telling us what's going on while I'm in the kitchen getting another beer or making a sandwich. I can hear my old friend giving me the play-by-play. I don't give a flying fuck what some ex-hat fucking... HM magazine or whatever the fuck FHM magazine bitch has to say. I just talked to so and so, and he told me that they're gonna try really hard to do better in the second half.
Man,
no shit, cunt.
Red face team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a red. You need like a red thing on the wall, like where it goes from light red all the way to red, and see how
almost
far
like
up the red scale
goes.
Like if he goes from like salmon. Oh, like today you got all the way to like Corvette red.
Oh yeah, red face team is great.
But, dude, but same, I agree with
he
you.
He wants us to really see it.
The pairing I hate that they pair a broadcast with an old player, and then they go like, well, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, what do you think, Troy? I'm a Mets fan, and one thing I love about the Mets put Keith Hernandez and Ron Darling, who played on a team together, mm-hmm. in the booth together. Then they just start going off about like what it was like in the locker room and all the fucked up shit they did. It's like, pair athletes with athletes and let it be natural.
Yep.
And pair broadcasters with fucking broadcasters. Sure. Let them just do a horrible, boring version of
yeah.
it. Or just let them be alone, like Scully.
How about have some personality.
Local
opinions.
Personality.
Have yeah. opinions. You know, we are slowly losing all the character out of sports, and they're replacing them with cheap labor. And these cheap people, you can't hate them. You can't hate them. It's like At Midnight is just using fucking day labor. You watch this show, it is fucking kids who can't even host. Doing fucking spots. Yeah. I'm not going to say her name, but she was just on At Midnight. I have yet to see her have a good set in her life.
I've never seen a single second of the show just because the concept of it kind of bothers me.
That, I don't mind. I love Chris Hardwick. He's literally one of the nicest guys you ever
He's
meet.
He's a nice guy.
But, dude, I mean, and I'm happy for Frank Day One. Now that they just saw a young guy won it, you're never going to see anything more than a 25-year-old on fucking roast battles.
Right.
And it's just going to be day labor. That's all they're doing is day labor shit. And you see it happen more and more in sports.
The other thing, in the same way, it's just like how Walmart killed all these great mom and pop and local stores. All these great local broadcasters that you love, when it becomes a national game, they're like, well, we can't put Vin Scully on there because we don't have a national contract with him. So let's bring in
Joe Buck for everything.
Yeah. It's Joe Buck
and
fucking
Joe Buck is good, but we've said here before, Joe Buck will never give you in the year of the improbable, the impossible has happened. And I know the best ever did that, but he's not that guy.
Yeah.
He has
go-to lines. We'll see you back here Saturday night.
He's the comic that you see that has figured out the paradigms of comedy. Why do black people walk like that and never going to say anything outrageous? Just going to get... I call them funny bone comics. You ever watch Headliners and Funny Bones?
Yeah.
Those guys will not offend anybody, not take any chances. You'll chuckle, and 10 minutes after the show, you'll forget the fucking guy's name. And that's what they're doing.
The guy that was on... Whose Line Is It Anyway? And then he was in that Chappelle show, kind of making a parody of how nice is
Black... Wayne Brady.
All these commentators that all these networks are hiring, that's who they want. We want the Wayne Brady of commentating.
Yep.
Well, you know, tomorrow night they're doing a... it's Dick Vitale and Walton together are going to call Cavs whatever. They're doing a college/NBA like swap.
That'd be awesome. Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty. I'm excited for it.
It's just like, dude.
The Bob Uechers of the world are gone. Yeah. And how wonderful was listening to Bob Uecker call a baseball game? That guy was, he would just tell
Pat
hilarious
Summerall
stories.
Literally got in trouble for saying, I hope this kid does all right with his life. And people went nuts at him. Because a kid made a dumb mistake.
Oh, Musburger, the mixing thing. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And you know what the kid did is wrong, okay? I'm not saying what he did is wrong. Right. He fucked up and hit a chick when he's drunk. Totally fucking wrong.
Is that wrong?
It depends what she did.
Well, there is something to that. Yeah. I mean, there is.
Hey, if a bitch pulls a knife on me, she's
spitting teeth.
Him
too much.
Hey, but you know what the problem is? Like, how they decide what is, like, people just kept going, like, yeah, Kobe Bryant, legend. Let's just keep sucking Kobe Bryant's dick forever.
I did that to Michelle Beal. She gave me a favorite, basically acknowledging I was right. She's like, we're letting this guy play fucking for the Dallas Cowboys. He's known to beat a woman. And listen, he wasn't convicted.
Right.
And if you actually watch the court case, she went fucking nuts. He didn't really do anything. Listen, there's a lie into that case, right? But then she's
my point is, they pick and choose Kobe, who it's like, okay
Peyton
to just,
Manning, they were doing a suck-off fest on those two. That woman literally, Peyton Manning literally took a woman's face and made her eat his asshole. Like, literally grabbed her and fucking.
But those nationwide commercials.
Like, she was sucking off a TCYP fountain machine, okay? like we
my
pick
asshole
and choose this
shit. Tastes so good.
The only audible he regrets. The only audible he regrets.
Fuck my dick. Matter of fact, let me change this up.
We got a special person calling in. Because this is
like that's how I took it. I'm like special.
In 10 minutes,
we're doing
charity
work.
We got somebody
work?
Calling in. It's this is a show where winners win. But I know you'll probably. I mean, I'm being honest with you. Everyone does the show goes on to win shit. So just
great.
Get ready for it.
But is that
just
except us? So
we're winning.
It's just the guests.
Yeah, if you're on this show, boom,
guys. Guys, SeatGeek, SeatGeek.com, SeatGeek for all your betting needs. Go to SeatGeek, download the app, use Punch Drunk Sports. Bam!
Do not place any bets on SeatGeek.
Punch Drunk. Excuse me. Use Punch Drunk. Dude, you can get the dude, I once saw Run of Jewels. God, it was an amazing concert. SeatGeek actually lists every available ticket from the cheapest to most expensive, best seats, and it's really easy to download, really easy to get your tickets, really easy. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK and get 20% off your first ticket purchase, man. $20 rebate.
And they go to concerts, anything.
BetDSI, BetDSI for all your bet needs. Go to BetDSI. Get your use PUNCHDRUNK. Get $10 betting cash. I almost had a parlay, dude. I almost had a parlay.
I got two wrong.
Single person that's ever bet a parlay goes, I almost had a parlay.
No, dude, I went all the way to the last, to the judge's decision. To the judge's decision.
That's like,
how close
that's every parlay story in history.
It sure
it's like
is.
Every edible story is like, and then I didn't feel it, so I took a little more, and then I lost my mind, and I went to the hospital.
I got a $500 parlay, though. They know.
Yep.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah,
technically, I did. Technically,
no,
me
it was Gabe. And Gabe, yeah. Did you see? Called me out on Twitter. He's like, of all people, you should have corrected Steve on the Mark Hunt thing because he's like, you won $500.
You actually won on my bet. I
love Gabe. He always yells
Dude,
at
what
me.
Happened to your, what happened to your? What's going on with your album?
It's coming out this month. It'll be out in about 2 weeks. Return to the Red State. End of the month. All Things Records has to. They're compressing it.
Perfect. You can get the Diabolical, my 2-disc CD. It is available for pre-order right now. Just go to iTunes, put in Sam Tripoli, look for the baby, and you'll get it. We're almost like 30,
that's a weird
30
thing
tracks.
To say. I like
look
it.
For the baby, dude. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Is it's your iTunes or your podcast photo, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
and
about.
And it's just me with a ball looking diabolical. One disc is me crushing. Second disc is me battling hecklers, fucking going at it. 5 minutes into this thing, I realize this is not going to go well. I drop the set and just start pounding on these people. And you can listen to the greatness. It was live from Sacramento. You got anything you want to push?
Yeah, JoePrano.com. I have my special up there. There's a link to buy Joe Prano Takes a Stand, which is a 45-minute film special at The Stand in New York City.
Oh, dude. Yeah. You are hilarious, dude. So
thanks,
I love everything you're doing. I hope we can push it. We'll push it. And thank you for being on the Punch Drunk podcast channel. That is going
to
be up soon.
Yeah, go to Dirty Sports. I had a couple things I like to plug. Like Sam said, my album, Return to the Red State, is coming out on All Things Records and on iTunes. I will blast the shit out of that. Go to allcomedytshirts.com. Get your Punch Drunk shirt, your new Red State team shirt. And we're doing reprints of Why Would I Lie? Guys, go to cavemancoffee.com, cavemancoffeeco.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That saves you 15% on all the kind of coffee that Tate Fletcher drinks. If you want to be a winner like him, drink Caveman Coffee. Probably won't help as much, but it can't hurt. And I will be at the Pantages Theater in March, which has always been a big dream of mine. I will be ripping tickets in half for The Lion King. So if you got tickets to that, say hi to me as you walk by. I'll be judging the most violent heckler contest at the Pirate's Eye in Somalia. So come see that. That'll be probably weird. I'm doing a taste test at the Pink Sock in San Francisco, which is me blindfolded on the receiving end of a glory hole. And I have to
receiving,
guess.
Receiving? What does that mean?
I'm just guessing ethnicities with a blindfold on the other end of a.
So, I mean, because, like, if you're blowing the guy, he's receiving head, and you're saying you're taking the dick?
I'm just receiving cock.
Okay.
And I'm trying to guess, hey, is this guy a Puerto Rican? Is this guy Mexican? Is he black? Is he white? Is he
Can you smell
Chinese?
It? I bet you there's a smell.
I don't know. Google taste test at the Pink Sock, and we'll see what comes up. But that's going to be a big fun one.
Fun time.
And finally, guys, once again, I was so great last week. I will be back at Spoiler Alerts this weekend, where I just saw the new episode of Homeland, and there's a big explosion at the end, and that one kid dies on Homeland.
That,
so
dude?
He's
why
dead.
Why are you doing that?
So,
Why are you doing that?
Spoiler alert.
Why are you doing that?
That's dates out the game.
Why are you doing that?
Dude, I'm not the one booking me at Spoiler Alerts. Blame them.
There's only one?
There's only
don't
one that
do
books
that.
Me.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, they keep having me back, so I'm going to keep promoting the show.
I hate you for doing all that.
Big explosion.
People should stop listening because you're giving away
Maybe
things.
People will start listening because
Pick
they like Spoiler Alerts.
A show that gives a fuck about. How about girls? Tell us what's going on with girls. Nobody gives a shit about girls.
Oh, spoiler alert. The new episode of Girls, spoiler alert.
Did that start? Yeah, spoil it for me.
Spoiler alert all you want on that.
The guy from...
Don't do the good stuff.
You mean don't do what you like.
Yeah, don't do what people are watching.
Well, the new episode of Girls comes out, and that fat chick falls in love with a surfer, and he cheats on her at the end because he actually has a girlfriend the whole episode. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. No harm,
it's the guy from The Night Of. The guy from The Night Of.
Yeah. No, that guy's in everything, by the way.
Including her fat ass. Spoiler alert. He's got a girlfriend, and he breaks her heart at the end of episode one. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. See? No harm. No foul. Nobody gives a shit.
I like girls. I'll still
watch
it, though.
I know a lot of people will care.
No.
You're just upset because of the spoiler alerts on the Homeland.
Yeah, but those are things people are
watching.
Well,
why didn't you watch Homeland? This is your fault.
Am I wrong on this?
I think it's terrible but hilarious. I love
Don't
I think
do
it's
I've gotten a lot of great feedback.
Oh, who?
I really was like...
Hey, Twitter, I will put a post if people like me performing at spoiler alerts or not. I've gotten a few. I'm going to find you and kill you. But
yes.
I've gotten a lot more.
Please.
This is my new favorite
Please.
Segment.
Please.
A lot more.
Please.
My new favorite.
Let's do my favorite segment.
Let's
it's
do
really
a poll.
Good.
Okay. I will never perform at spoiler alerts again if on this poll you guys vote overwhelmingly. But if one person loves it.
On the Punch Drunk Twitter? What Twitter?
I don't give a shit.
Put up Punch Drunk.
Okay. James put up a poll.
I don't care what you put it on.
Do you like spoiler alerts? Do you like spoiler alerts?
I'm going to retweet it. I want everyone to keep saying yes. It's so
overwhelming,
funny.
The so positive feedback I've gotten
from it. What
do
you mean by overwhelming?
On Twitter, I've gotten at least 15 tweets.
15 is overwhelming.
One to you is overwhelming. One person says don't do this.
No.
He's getting red.
If I hit 15 to 1, that's not overwhelming?
If we have a Twitter account that has almost 10,000 people on it,
I
15
don't.
People tell. That's what the Punch Drunk Pod, the fucking Twitter.
People don't tweet me at Punch Drunk. They tweet me at mine.
Well, I get a punch. So we have 10,000 people on that. 15 people. How many people do you have? You have 11,000?
I'm saying.
How many do you have? How many people follow you?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You do know. I'll look it up right now.
On
13, 12.
On my personal Instagram, people tell me they like spoiler alert for him.
Okay.
I hear it too.
So 15 people tell you that they like spoiler alerts out of 12,000 fucking followers.
I'm saying
most of those are porn bots.
No, so. I will tell you.
13,000.
I'm saying I've gotten 15 in 1 week, 15 tweets that say, I think this is hilarious, and one that was like, I don't like this. To me, that is an overwhelming, disparaging number.
Okay, I have a sample pool of 16 people.
Yep.
You've got
so
an overwhelming response. Unbelievable.
One way or the other.
Yeah, that's not overwhelming.
15 to 1.
So, okay.
Plus, I like it. Count me at 16.
16 to 1.
I'm a fan.
Fuck you.
If 60 people respond to this and only one doesn't like it, you're saying...
Can you do one more spoiler
before
we go? Yeah,
do another one, please.
I'm not going to do another one. I'm not going to do
one. He ruined the whole season of Stranger Things before, like, any of us had watched it, and I thought it was so funny.
I mean, people...
He watched it, like, the day it came out before it was, like, hot.
I swear I will never do it again.
Yes, please do.
No. If anybody says... I don't like that. I don't think it's funny. If one person doesn't like it, if you vote no.
No, one person's not going to like it, though.
Then I'll never do it again.
That's not fair.
Okay. That's agreement.
The point is the poll.
Hey, do we got a call coming in? Is it the one I told you? Win. You come on our show. You be a guest. You will go on and win stuff. Please welcome the winner of this season's Celebrity Apprentice, Matt Eisman, everybody. How are you, buddy?
Sammy Trips, man. Good to hear from you, bud.
Thank you for
coming. I'm thrilled to be coming back in.
I can't.
Part of my win.
I know, dude. You won. You beat Boy George.
It was surreal. I had no idea. I found out last night watching the East Coast feed along with America. So I'm just sitting on my couch at home with some buddies around, and I hear the governor say my name. I was like, God damn, that's awesome.
Hold on. What, you didn't know?
We didn't know. So what happened is we shot this last year, February of 2015, and they were planning for a live finale, but the ratings of the show were kind of soft, so they abandoned it. But what we'd done was, just as a precaution, we shot the ending both ways. So what you saw last night was one of the endings. We had an alternative ending where Boy George won.
And what was that like?
Which one?
What was that ending like?
It was weird because, you know, we go into it and they're like, look, we're going to shoot this both ways. This is just a backup. You know, we never use it, but just try to play along. And so, you know, you're kind of in there and, you know, if you watch my reaction, I was still pretty excited because I was like, oh, practice hearing it. But, you know, there is one floating out there where Boy George won. I'm just glad that they chose to air mine. But
those are kind of like the World Series hats for the Cleveland Indians.
Exactly.
Somewhere out there.
Exactly, right. Down in Africa, they got the clip of Boy George thinking, he is a great businessman.
Unbelievable, dude. Eisman, you are just a fucking, you just win. I mean, you're on, like, three shows. Just one Celebrity Apprentice. He's on Ninja Warrior.
By the way, I haven't watched the final episode yet, so you just spoiled the whole thing.
Spoiler alert.
Well done, Prano.
Well done.
I could see the next airing that they actually put Boy George winning in.
That's so funny. So now that you won, what goes on from here? How's your life change? Do you go slave labor for Arnold? Now what goes on?
I'm waiting for the call from Arnold. Like, let's go, we're going to go make some movies, Matt. You and I, let's do this. Yeah. Nothing. I haven't heard from him. There is no apprentice job that I'm finding out. I'm actually at the NBC Universal lot right now walking around going, what do I get? What are you guys going to give me?
Carry a giant trophy.
I think you get a morning talk show with some fat white chick where you guys just discuss all the problems.
I raised almost $1 million for my charity, which
what
was
is
cool.
Your charity, by the way? We're going to help you raise like 10 more dollars. What is it?
Every dollar counts. It's the Arthritis Foundation, and I have rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, man.
Also, Sean Rouse says, too, like the comedian. Sean.
Oh, yeah. Are you so okay? Sean's is pretty bad.
Yeah.
What is yours? Like your pinky just cramps up once in a while?
My toes are pretty messed up. I actually just had to have foot surgery from it, but I was lucky. When I was diagnosed, I think Sean was diagnosed earlier. I was diagnosed in 2002, and a new treatment came out in 98. And it was the silver bullet, the game changer. And it really disrupted the disease for me. I think Sean had the disease a lot longer before these medications were out. So once the damage is done, it's kind of hard to do anything with it. But so that was a really somber note. But it was cool raising the money for the charity and getting to tell my story. As for what happens next, I honestly don't know. If Trump, you know, Trump's an executive producer on the show, if he's going to call up and ask my opinion on anything.
Yes, why not? Why not?
Deport you.
But Ninja Warrior starts up. We're going to be filming again in March. We're going into season 9.
When are they going to have, like, fat Ninja Warrior? You know, like, where it's like for fat guys can try to do it.
Well, I'm borderline. I tried one of the obstacles in Vegas.
Matt, you are the farthest thing from fat. You're like a genetic super freak. You're literally Hitler's wet dream. White, shredded, smart.
I ended up dislocating a bone in my foot and having to have surgery after trying one of the obstacles. So I've learned that the mantra by which I live my life is those who can do, those who can't host. I'm going to stick to hosting.
I love it, dude. So are you and Boy George talking at all, or is Boy just like,
you know what? He was actually, he and I were really, really close. And then I think after the finale, we haven't spoken as much, and it's kind of an artificial situation. You hang out every day, 12 hours a day for 5 weeks, and you think you're boys. And then people kind of go back to their life.
Yeah.
And so I've talked to him, you know, we've texted a couple times. Like, I thought we were going to be besties going on tour and stuff. And then you realize, no, he went back to living his life.
You should offer to top him for Valentine's Day. That get weird? Okay. Hey, man.
It gets weird.
I love you, dude. I think you're a wonderful man. You're a wonderful person. You're one of the nicest dudes. You came to my crazy, weird, naughty show at the top of that hotel, and you hung out. And I'm super happy for you, dude. You're a really funny comic and a great guy, dude.
Sammy T, you're a monster. I just think you're one of the funniest guys I know, and it's a pleasure to come on.
Thanks for coming on. Good luck.
Anytime.
Hope you have a great Valentine's Day, and good luck on that daytime talk show, man. Get that going. Sassy black chick. Questionable lesbian.
I'm not gonna lie, you may have a crystal ball.
All right, bud.
I'm not going to say anything more, though.
You're the best, dude. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you, Sammy.
Take care.
Bye.
Where winners win.
Dude, that's two big shows in a... One of us should get on American Idol.
Yes.
Because we're on a streak. Brent Biddlecomb, how well can you sing?
Spoiler, American Idol is canceled.
Oh, shit. No, they're bringing it back.
Oh, really?
Already?
Yes.
It's been
NBC
a year.
NBC wants to bring it back.
Did they cancel it and then they brought it back? You see What's-His-Face got quit his job? Mariah Carey's ex-husband?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It quit because they're like, now, mind you, seen him do stand-up. He ain't the funniest guy around.
Wait,
I get what he does. No, he's been doing stand-up, but he had a Netflix special that just came out, or Showtime, I think Showtime.
Yeah. Oh.
And he said some stuff about NBC and about different things, and then they're like, hey, they found out, so they tried to get him to edit it out and nix it. And
they said they were going to fire him, and he did the, I'm going to break up with you before you break up with
that's
me.
That's exactly, yeah.
Here's what I read, that they asked him, they got mad and wanted to take it out. He didn't want to do it. They had a discussion about firing him, decided they didn't want to. He got butt hurt and decided he's going to quit anyways.
Right.
I'd do that.
Dude, those checks?
Dude, trust me. You think he's hurting for money?
Dude, right now he's not. Right now he's not. He may find out that fucking it could get cold out there. Dude, this town's a weird town. If you fuck with the suits,
they're just going to bring back Wildin' Out.
That's true, too.
Right.
But MTV ain't paying that kind of money. That's network. That's a good – that show
does
really
well. He'll
be the
host of the new American Idol. Boom.
He's probably going to be on Matt Iceman's new show.
Yeah.
He'll work.
You know?
He'll work. I mean, but if you're like, what are you going to – because now what do you
look
like?
Drumline too.
But now what do you look like? You look like a bitch. Especially if you're I mean, I don't know what it's like to be a black man, but I do know what it's like to sleep with a black woman.
Okay.
But if you –
I see how that's similar.
Well, I'm just saying I know what the I know what the insides are like.
Okay.
I don't know what the insides are like of a black man, like feelings, but I know what the insides of a black woman's feels like.
Okay.
Dude, if you are that guy, almost like a Chappelle situation as well, where he's like, dude, I'm not gonna, now I'm your bitch. Now I'm your bitch for $40 million when I'm already rich. You already said to the world, hey, this guy's not gonna be our bitch. We're giving him bitch money, and he won't be our bitch. It's hard to not go like,
NBC,
hey, man,
fuck I will
you.
Be your bitch right
yeah, but
now.
You don't have $70 million in the bank and $3.5 million a month coming from Mariah Carey for the rest of your life or whatever. Okay. It's easy for us to say that.
No, that's true.
You're super rich. If somebody's like, hey, man, come to the improv for $50 and do your spot, faggot. If they're tweeting that, you'd be like, suck my dick. You're going to publicly call me out like that when I don't need your money right now?
Okay.
You would have had me on the hook 9 years ago. I'd have been like, yes, sir. I'll come back. So sorry for talking out of my time. So I didn't mean to say anything bad. He's just like, fuck you publicly.
You literally offended every group in that thing. Gay people, gay black people.
Yeah, he's like, yes, sir.
Is there anybody
I'll use a different waterfowl, sir. Is there anybody no problem, boss man.
I tried to skew the voice retarded, too. So if you didn't think, if you think I missed out on retards.
Special people.
And I was blind. I was blind.
That was the grand slam of offending.
But that's how they want everyone to act. And I'm not making that as a racist thing. I'm saying
but
as
you did.
Anybody.
You totally made it a racist
thing. No, it's a slave thing. It's anybody. They can try to enslave all of us, too.
Okay.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing
now
as that improv
thing. Now you're unplugging? Now you're unplugging?
Now that I'm what?
You're unplugging?
What do you mean?
That's when you are in conspiracy theories. You unplug?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's the same thing. If the improv is, if you're like, hey, man, you said something about that, like, hey, come back over here, do your spot, bitch. That's how they want you to act.
Yes, sir, I'll be coming. I'm coming back now, sir. Just I ain't going to ruffle no feathers.
Nah, man. There's integrity. In a way, I respect him for having integrity. I respect him more for knocking up Mariah Carey.
I'm still a Mariah Carey fan. I know that girl is shish kebab, but she's right in my fucking wheelhouse, homeboy. Thick, light skin.
I bet she can fuck the lights off.
I bet
off.
You that pussy tastes like pink lemonade.
If
okay?
she has a clapper hooked up in her bedroom, it's just lights on, lights off, lights on, lights
like
off, Kool-Aid, lights on, lights
like
off.
Like you strip her naked and that pussy goes, oh, yeah. You know, that's what I think about that vagina, okay? Real quick, I want to get into, speaking of racism, Jason Whitlock this morning.
Oh, God, what do you now?
You don't like him?
No.
Okay, he had a big discussion. Who do you dislike more, Jason Whitlock or Christopher Bussard? Chris Bussard?
Oh, Bussard.
Bussard talking about
like
anything oppressive.
I don't like either of them.
You know, he's an open homophobe, and he hates gay people.
Also,
you
know that.
He just straight up lies all the time. I mean, he gets every story wrong.
Yeah.
Sources tell me LeBron James is forcing a mid-season trade to the Lakers, and then he just never apologizes for just being totally full of shit.
And they had a spirited thing about because
black-on-black crime.
Yeah, well, they were discussing LeBron James and how Whitlock says LeBron James really isn't felt the brunt of racism.
How would he know?
Well, because his whole theory is that since LeBron, at 9 years old, everybody knew LeBron James had something special, that he moved into the high school football coach's house.
Yeah.
And from that moment on, you know, he's kind of had this weird kind of, and Whitlock's
100% right.
Privilege. And my whole thing is like, with LeBron, it's fine if you want to put out this video telling people like, hey, no matter where you're from, bad things. You know, you can overcome that. But when you're, and we've said before, when you are yelling and screaming about Phil Jackson and the word posse.
Right.
When since 9 years old, you've had people catering to you. And I understand your mom used to be a crack hooker and you had to get put into a coach's house. But, dude, you have not felt racism since there. And, you're like, you got in trouble because you had a Hummer in 11th grade.
Yeah.
Let me tell you who has Hummers in 11th grade. Rich fucking kids have Hummers. And the word posse is associated with sheriffs getting a group together
also,
to fight crime.
Phil Jackson's a 7-year-old white man from Montana. Like, there was actually a posse of sheriffs that used to, you know, run his town at some point.
And if you actually knew what LeBron and his mom put the Cavs through and the city of Cleveland through, she would get DUIs, allegedly. I heard this from a lot of people. Allegedly, get DUIs, and they would give her police escorts home. He would get all of his friends' jobs at the Cavs. You know what that is? Taking care of your posse. So when someone like LeBron James, trying to connect with the average guy, cries about the word posse, it rings fucking hollow. And when you see actual people, everyday people, getting choked out for selling cigarettes on the corner, and you're crying about the word posse, it doesn't look good. And it's just ridiculous. And it goes back to my whole theory of it's rich versus poor. Not black, not Jew versus Muslim and Christian. It's rich versus poor.
Here.
You know?
Here it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
But nobody wants to talk about that because that's the
Why would they? Why would they want you to talk about it?
Well, I mean, because the poor people want to fight over D's and R's and all that shit.
Right.
You know? It's like LeBron James hasn't felt racism forever. The last time he heard the N-word is when he made a white chick call him while he was banging her. That's the last time he heard the N-word. I mean, nobody. Dude, you see how he talks to refs?
Yeah.
He fucking lays into those guys.
I think all the big ones do, though. No,
no, absolutely.
Jordan but fucking would hand him letters. He'd hand him letters in the middle of a game. Hey, man, I wrote this for you during halftime.
But it's true. LeBron James being a superstar since middle school.
Yeah,
it's a different world. No celebrity has to deal with racism. Do you know what I mean? Like no one's watching Denzel Washington when he goes into Target and like, okay, keep your eye on that guy.
LeBron James crying about the word posse is like Meryl Streep talking about how Hollywood is inclusive to everybody.
Right.
It's the same thing. It's just like people trying to – born on third base. I mean, LeBron James' athletic skill, he is literally born on third base, going through like thinking he's hitting a triple.
Well, sure. I mean, he had to work for it.
I don't know. He worked his ass off.
Dude. LeBron
James. There's a lot
James,
of 6'9 dudes out there.
There's a lot of people that
are the best basketball player of all time.
But there's not 6'9 guys that run and move like that. He is the first.
But there's a difference between a guy like him saying he was born on third base and a guy like Michael Vick, where it's like they both have athletic skills. Michael Vick just said, fuck it.
Yeah, well.
I'm just going to do whatever.
He's a businessman. And LeBron James, we don't know what crazy shit LeBron James. He has so many cleaner ups. It's my theory about Dwayne Wade. I guarantee you very soon you're going to hear shit about Dwayne Wade being a fucking train wreck of a human being because he's fading away from those championship years. And that's when the handlers, the Coke, the Pepsis, the Gatorades, the Nikes start going away and they can't control the message anymore. Michael Vick had what? Nike, Coke, all these fucking
people. Everything.
Okay? And when they realized he wasn't going to win a championship and things started fading away, that's when the truth starts coming out.
That's not true at all. What happened to Michael?
I mean,
Vick.
He was right. He
just signed $100 million. He just signed all these contracts and got in trouble.
That's not true at all.
Are you nuts? We just gave him $109 million
from beating the
but he was losing
Packers at Lambeau.
He was losing the endorsement deals.
Dude, he had like a $60 million. Nike didn't drop him.
No, but Coke did, and a bunch of these other people did, and that's why all that shit started coming out.
I don't know, dude.
I don't
think that's true.
This,
not in the, I mean, in other things, not in the Michael Vick instance, that wasn't true at all.
These corporations buy these humongous ads. It's to promote, but it's also to own the message. And if you start running stories they don't want to hear, they threaten to pull their ads. And that money buys the message, man. And that's my honest opinion. And you're going to start seeing it, man.
I think Vic's life has been better since prison and not having all the endorsements and all the handlers and all the money.
Look at Peyton Manning, dude. Right? Look at all the endorsements. He literally forced a woman to eat his asshole. And that story.
Who hasn't?
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what? We're not Peyton Manning.
But he poured Papa John's garlic butter on it first, so it's all synergy.
So you're telling me there was some fucking tomato sauce dipping sauce in that asshole?
If you had $109 million and you were famous for it, the shit, you would have $109 period after that. If you win the lottery, every fucking chick in the world is sending screenshots of what messages you've sent them in the last 5 years and going, give me $1 million or you're fucking, you got to deal with this.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Imagine what these guys get. I mean, the fact that Peyton Manning only forced one girl to eat his ass and it took 35 years for that to come out. What would happen to us? What would happen to us if we were him? If this guy is, what I'm saying is, if Peyton Manning is in his mid-40s and there's only one story of a fucking contemptuous ass-eating, hey, that's a pretty solid fucking respectable life.
All right, I respect
that. You know what I mean? That's a respectable life. Because I've done way, way worse, a lot more, and the only reason no one's heard about it is because I have nothing you can take away and threaten me with. You know?
Your freedom.
I win 500, because I haven't done anything technically illegal.
Technically?
I mean, unless a ghost can come back and tell you where she's buried.
That's true.
Unless you're clairvoyant, detective.
Real quick, any NBA thoughts? NBA thoughts.
You know, somebody hit me up about the Clippers and like, hey, how long till the Clippers start bitching and the finger pointing? Yeah. And I go, about a month and a half ago.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Where have you been? A coma? It's already happening.
GM Doc Rivers will be the story of this team and his inability. Like, yesterday I heard them talk about the Big Four. The fact that J.J. Redick is clumped in with these motherfuckers is the most upsetting shit.
Speaking of ass eating,
take Carmelo.
Yum, yum.
I'll give you Carmelo for J.J. Redick straight
right
up.
Now.
Right
can
now.
Can we do it?
Yeah.
Can we announce it here?
Because the Knicks are a dumpster fire. I hate Carmelo Anthony.
I'd do it right now.
I'll give you Blake, CP3, and DeAndre, and Doc Rivers for Carmelo. And then we can just rebuild with J.J. and Carmelo. Actually, I think we can beat him like 2-1-5.
Are you a
Clippers
fan as well?
Clippers, Bulls. I skew more Clippers. Just because I've been out here for so long. But when I came out here, just like Shannon, I like the Clippers.
J.J. Redick, Crawford, and a second rounder.
Those are the two.
You don't want
to get
Austin Rivers?
Yeah, give us Austin Rivers. I want Melo off of
if you'll
my
take,
team.
You won't take crossover because you guys don't want the cap hit. But if you'll take J.J. and crossover.
It's done.
Done. Let's do
but
it.
Carmelo Anthony is a piece of garbage.
Announce this.
I'll give you Crawford.
You don't get better with Carmelo Anthony, though.
I'll give you Crawford.
No one ever has.
And the Staples Center. But just don't take J.J.
Has anyone done its poll yet? It's the poll. Oh, dude.
The nine live people that are watching.
31
you wait.
Votes.
87% yes, Sam.
Just wait. It's going to get way bigger.
And I've already gotten so many messages saying they love spoiler alerts.
If it goes really, really good, the whole next episode will just be spoiler alerts. And I'll watch all the things
people
want to watch.
There's 24 hours left. It's going to stay yes, Sam.
Did one person vote no?
That doesn't count. The point is who wins the poll, not one
voted no.
No. Take 30%. That back. That's not how it works.
I'll take
I don't
this hilarious.
Mind spoiler just do that stuff that nobody's watching.
Dude,
no, that's why it's
that's
funny.
Why it's spoiler. Right. Hey guys, E.T.'s an alien. Spoiler alert. Indiana Jones hates snakes. Spoiler alert.
Just stay on top of your shows
they
and
want
you,
to talk
you'll,
about
you'll think it's funny
alerts.
Too.
323-282-7424.
I think
call in. Okay, we got a call. Hey, spoiler alerts, yes or no? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on with Punkstra.
You guys want to talk some MMA real quick?
What?
You guys want to talk some MMA real quick?
MMA?
Sure,
we've talked a lot of it. What do you want to talk?
Yeah, I'm sure you guys already talked about the card last weekend. So, Asian MMA. So, do you think there will ever be an Asian champ? Or do you think that the long we've kind of just...
Do I think there will be an Asian-sent champion? I do believe there will be. When they get long enough arms, they will be a champion.
Right.
I wish. I'm all about the Korean zombie, homeboy. I'm all about the Korean zombie.
Yeah, well, there's a couple front runners. We have the Korean zombie. We have the Superboy. We have Ishihara, the Where's My Bitches guy. And then Kawajiri, who could very well fight Demetrius again. There's some pretty good gooks up
there. About Carl? Is he Asian?
Okay.
I feel like he's Asian.
Spoiler alerts,
that.
Yes or no? Yes or no, dude?
Are you Asian? If he's Asian, I'll let it fly.
Okay,
but I can't see him, so he's just going to say yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't sound Asian.
Are you guys really offended by gook?
No.
You guys are
no,
monsters.
I just
still want to spend
I don't open
like
up
2 seconds on Asian MMA.
Yeah. Do I don't want to open up the floodgates to people
you're
calling in.
You're out with Punch Drunk Sports.
Spoiler
alerts or not?
Spoiler alerts coming.
What?
We love them.
Love them.
Spoiler alerts for life.
Sam
why does
is
it sound
so
like
mad.
Joe Prano's calling into a show?
I'm throwing my voice.
It's me.
It.
You love it. All right. Thanks for calling in. Do we got any other callers?
No.
Okay.
Well, whatever. What we do? Why is whose birthday present is this always
it's for?
For
Michael
here,
Costa's
podcast. Oh, that's for his pod.
You need to be more part of the All Things Comedy family and know your shit.
Killer Mike. Killer Mike again. It's been a while. Turn it off.
Killer Mike.
Turn it off again. Let's get rid of her.
Do we got a caller?
We're doing
we
so fine from here to the show, you and I.
Yes.
Spoiler alert all the way, for sure.
Spoiler alert for sure.
Oh, all day long.
All right, dude. Just remember, guys, I fought. I tried to stop it.
Remember two people. Sam tried.
You know what would be so funny is the only people
thanks
that
called
are...
in, dude. I got one more. All right, we got spoiler alert.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Spoiler, in or out?
Yes, sir. I love them.
What do you love about great. Them? You love that you don't have to watch the show anymore?
I still watch.
He does the best part, man. He always just, he pretty much cuts the whole shit out. Cuts all the fucking talking.
Thank you, bro.
Gets to the point, you know.
You're obviously a genius. Obviously a good judge of character. I think I'm helping the shows because people are like, wow, I wasn't going to watch Homeland, but now it sounds like there's a big explosion. I need to go see what happens.
Yeah, fuck Homeland, dude. I only just watched the fucking trailers, and then this guy just comes in and saves the whole
I'm obviously fighting a losing battle. Any other callers? One more.
Okay, so we got
six more minutes, Aaron. Stop ending the show early. Spoilers, in or out? Hey.
Need to hang up.
Dude, you're on. You did it. You made it through.
No, he didn't.
Are you there, bud? And we lost.
Sometimes people get scared to talk to the fight nanny.
Totally. I'm so intimidated.
Are you available at all this week to do a Patreon podcast?
Yeah.
We're going to sit down.
Where do you do it?
We do it at the comedy store. We're going to sit down and we're going to come up with the categories, people to vote on.
Okay.
And we're going to, I think we should have the award show by the end of the month.
I think we, should we wait for Ari to get back?
Is he coming back?
I don't know if he's coming back.
But I mean, I don't know.
This might be
spoiler. Ari's never coming back.
Spoiler alert.
How are your balls?
Got a call.
How are they?
Yeah.
They work.
Can you whip your dick out? Well, Prater, you did coke on Eddie F's podcast. Yeah. You'll whip your dick out.
Yeah.
Hey, spoiler alert, in or out?
Keep them spoilers coming. That guest y'all got looks like he's got one of them costume glasses with the big nose and the mustache.
Cousin Jeb, did you just call in? Somebody just hang up. Cousin Jeb hung up. We got another caller. Spoiler alert, in or out, bro?
In for sure. Spoil a few movies and save me some money, T.
You got it, bro. I will do that.
Damn, I am just, this is a lot.
I love
fight.
That.
I love that.
I'm like Ronda Rousey in the
and
last
save
fight.
JJ Redick. Never trade JJ Redick.
Yes, thank you.
You just got worst caller ever of history.
I think, why
am I feeling this is Garnett?
It is Garnett.
It is.
Yeah, I thought so. You're dead to me, bro. Hang up on him. You're dead.
I love how Cousin Jeb, I don't think he hung up. I think he ran out of minutes.
Yeah. Do we have any other callers?
No.
No more callers. This is your chance, guys, to get in. Talk to the world-famous Joe Prano. What's going on with the Dirty Sports?
Dirty Sports going great. We're doing two shows a week now, Mondays and Thursdays.
I think that's great.
Yeah, my boy Andy Ruther brings terrible
Hustles.
Sports opinions, and then I correct them. And
You're great at it.
We're filming our Sunday episodes now, so those are on YouTube.
Great.
We're selling Bill Walton Pyramid of Success t-shirts.
I love it.
You got to get one of those.
Do you guys love being on? Dude, thanks for being part of the Punch Drunk
Do you love being
network.
On this network?
I love
the
it.
Punch
we just started.
Like,
dude, it's
going
to be
That's what you were
going
to ask, though. I just thought it was funny.
Well, you know, you guys are one of my favorites. I got a couple guys I'm going to focus on. And build it up.
We did our crossover podcast.
That was a blast.
We're going to do it again.
Yeah.
We're going to have a big show. I want to do once a month at the Improv where we just have all of us doing
shows. And Tebow proved that, you know, just like Nick Cannon, he wasn't going to take the man's rules. They lit him at 10. He did 45.
Yeah, yep. He really ran
like,
the light.
He's
like
how dare you?
Professional black comic.
I appreciate it. And I had a towel that I kept wiping my brow with like
Hey,
Leslie
you're on
Jones.
Punch Drunk. Punch Drunk. Last call.
Hey, man.
Spoiler alert.
I just wanted to hit up about Ari. I posted a couple threads on Reddit, see if anybody can cite him, post a picture or something. But I think he's completely either committed suicide or he's gone to like some Pharaoh's Island shit.
No,
he's alive. He like contacts us through Twitter, through other
alive.
People.
I think he's just fucking children. That's what I think's going on, and that's what he's doing.
Wow.
I think.
Quite an allegation.
I think he's no. It's like it's allegedly because it's true. He's in Southeast Asia. Going Freddie Mercury on Filipino boys, and that's kind of where we're at.
I mean, if you crunch the numbers, I think that's an airtight theory.
You guys, I saw the funniest picture of Ari. If you look at his tagged photos, I'll show you right now. It looks like a brochure of a winery.
What do you mean?
Because I check on him, you know, to make sure he's alive.
Well, thanks
Here,
for calling in,
He's
babe.
In this photo. Pass it around.
Where
Just
is
check
it?
His tagged photos, and that's how I know he's alive still. And then I make sure the people on Twitter...
Leave it to a girl that knows how to travel and stalk somebody.
Girls know how to find anything.
Killed his phone, killed his podcast, killed his internet. He's like,
For like a few months now.
I saw him at the stand in New York a couple months ago, and he was talking to Yoshi about going to like Iraq and
he warned us all. So
wow,
Ari's
with a bunch of hot chicks.
Look at that! Isn't that like a winery brochure? It looks like what you would open up to like go to that place.
Well, there's also wine glasses and everyone's drinking wine.
That's why
wine
I said
bottle.
It looks like a winery brochure.
And they're at a vineyard.
Yeah, so. I want to go there. That photo sold me. It looks very relaxing.
I want to go there because of these five clams around the fucking Jew clam.
That's a great name for a band, Five Clams.
This picture of Ari, it's like if you put a caption in it, it's like, oh, I hope you like play assholes. I've got your Cabernet.
So, guys, great show. Thanks for coming
Beautiful.
On, Joe.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for talking MMA, even though you don't
buddy.
Know what you're talking about.
I
That's
don't.
Great.
But I think not knowing... Has led us to the greatest move in MMA history. Knockout or tap out or get
Look,
the fuck out.
He was in Thailand with these two girls 2 days ago. I haven't lurked in a few weeks.
Oh, that's so fucking true.
Let's see this
He's
bastard.
Fine. He's happy. He's living
he
life.
He's so happy. How many STDs do you think he's got?
Oh, my God, a lot.
All of them?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
Any final
poor
thoughts?
Girls.
Did I
these
miss
poor
anything?
Girls.
All right, dude. Guys, go to Laughable. Check us out. It's you guys can see the podcast. You can see T, myself, all of our stuff that's coming out. Follow us on that Laughable. Final thoughts? Perfect. Any thoughts?
Suck it.
Suck it. Guys, good podcast. Thank you guys. I don't know. Spoiler alerts, guys.
Spoiler alerts are safe.
Bye.